Hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year, too. This is the Talk Radio Review, a service of the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues and co-hosts and friends. Jennifer Horan is here, Victoria Keelan is here, and you're here. Now, normally during this hour of what we call the countdown with Michael Harrison, he does the other hour with me. We go through the top 10 items that have been researched by Talkers Magazine from the week, all the big items and the people that are supportive of the discussions on News Talk Radio. But because it's Christmas and because I really wanted to try something different this year, I, as usual, have no idea what will come out of the next couple of hours. But because Jennifer is here and Victoria is here, I love them both. I thought we would go through, in a countdown fashion, the things from music, television, our lives that are the most important to us. And you kind of pick it as we go through these things. I'm sure many of you will reflect on the things in your life. So if I were to ask all of you who are listening to do something, to participate, if you were with us, think about the top 10 best Christmases of your life, the top 10 in terms of music, songs that you like at this time of year, the top 10 gifts that you have gotten over your lifetime, all the things that fit into this thing that is so important. And it isn't just about Christianity and Jesus, but we all exchange gifts this time of year. No matter, at least in my circle of friends, I'm not much of a gift giver or buyer, but this year what I did was send Eastleigh Farm aprons to people who were, important to me. Yeah, we had them made, and so I thought, and somebody already said, this is the best gift I've gotten this year. Well, I think I almost think that it's sacrilegious to open your gifts before Christmas, but a lot of people do it. And so under the circumstances, let's think about whether it has to be a list of the top 10. But I would start with you, Jennifer, and think about go back in your lifetime, the best. If I were to say, what was the number one gift that you received of all time, all through your life, what was the best, the number one gift? Or you can count down if you want to.
Well,
From number five to number one.
I had a lot of great gifts. Obviously, I'm a child of the 80s, so the Cabbage Patch Kid, pretty stellar because I was very excited. But I think I've told you guys my favorite Christmas, haven't I?
Christmas.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
All right, so I was a young child, and what I
you
wanted...
You were. Most children, when they're children, are young. That's
and yes. But this was a year where there were two things that I wanted. One was called My Pretty Pony, which was not to be confused with My Little Pony, because they were different. My Pretty Pony was bigger, and it had, like, the mane that you could actually, you know, you could style and do all these things. It was very cute. And it winked, I think, at you, if I remember right. And then, Dougie, you'll appreciate this. I also wanted something called The Pumpkin Farm, which was, like, this little playset that had a little wagon, and it went around, and, like, the things that that happened on the farm, like, things would come to life as the wagon would come over it. It was it was very archaic. You look at it online right now, it's still available on eBay, and you're like, wow, technology is really advanced. But those were the two things I really wanted. So I asked Anna for that. I wake up in the morning. I come out, and I see a note. I mean, I see other things under the tree. But I see a note from Santa that says, "Dear Jennifer, we are so sorry because our elves have been so overwhelmed with the toys, the toy orders this year, that it's been really difficult to get everything done. But I knew you would understand. And because your birthday's in February, I promise to come back down from the North Pole and leave you a make a special trip to leave you your gift on your birthday morning."
Aw.
Now, I didn't realize I was getting an IOU at the time. But what was so cool about that is that Santa wrote to me, and that on my birthday I woke up and Santa had left me my two toys that I wanted, and he had walked, because there were boot marks from the chimney over to where he left the presents under the tree. So
very cool.
Yes. So for me, even though it seems like weird that there was an IOU under the tree, it was really meaningful because Santa talked to me and made a special trip down on my birthday. So that was my one of my favorite Christmas memories. And the pumpkin farm was
great.
Awesome.
All right. So now we turn our attention to Victoria Keelan for the same sort of memory. The number one, we're doing the countdown. You could give us a couple of examples or just bring us right to number one.
I don't have a number one, to be honest. I'll just lower the expectations. No, I don't have one that stands out. I have a lot of really great Christmas memories. I've been lucky enough to have several Christmases with my dad's family in Ireland, which is a really unique and special kind of way to celebrate Christmas, and the different traditions that, you know, that different cultures have. You know, Christmas crackers, you know, the things that you pull apart.
I love those.
Those are great.
Every year.
Yeah, so, you know, this things like that, I just, you know, it was fun, a lot of fun to have all of my cousins from Ireland together and seeing everybody on Christmas Day. And just, I love Ireland in general. And that mist that you wake up to, you know, on Christmas morning, it's a really, just a really cool experience. And
much of the year you wake up to that mist in Ireland, depending on where you are in the country. It's misty,
And the weather's so bizarre. One year on Christmas Day, I remember we were playing outside. It was in the upper 50s, and all of our cousins were playing football or soccer or something, and then a blizzard came through and it was snowing. So it was, I mean, within an hour, it's very bizarre weather. But yeah, I always love Christmas. In terms of like toys or gifts, I will always remember, I don't remember how old I was. Maybe I was about like 8 or 9, and my godparents are American, but were living in Ireland at the time, and my godmother is like my fairy godmother, and so she used to buy me the coolest clothes, and so she sent me an entire outfit, and it was in 3 or 4 different boxes, and I was ripping open the paper, and I was so excited, and this all pink matching outfit, it was super cute, and then there was another small box. My mom said, "Oh, here, there's one more." And I opened it up, and it was a Swatch watch that matched the outfit. I know. So, like, that's definitely one. She would laugh if she probably doesn't even remember that she did that. But the coordination of the whole outfit, including shoes, was probably my favorite Christmas gift that I ever got.
One of the things that I want to...
It's very valuable.
I know.
Yeah, right. I want to share, we're looking at probably the most important and the reflection is aimed at helping you think about these things yourself.
Well, you didn't answer your own question. You never answer your own questions.
I don't, because in this circumstance, I don't necessarily really want to go there, because Christmases when I was a kid were not great. So I'd rather just keep it on the up and up. And,
yeah,
I mean,
but
not
you got a great Christmas
horrible.
Gift.
Well,
as
I had thank
your
you.
Your Christmas gift as an adult was Megan.
Yeah,
at Christmas.
Yes, it was. Actually, that was what I was going to say. Thank you, Victoria and Jennifer. If I think about the Christmas gifts that I have received, the two best ones were Megan being born the day after Christmas in 1973, and Miles, my grandson, being born the day before Christmas in 2014.
That's he just celebrated.
Good.
Yeah. You know, those are, I mean, think about gifts in A Manner of Speaking and what they have, what they brought me in the time with that in the real time of the births, but then thinking about what it has meant to me through the years to have these two, and certainly I wouldn't discount Brendan, but his birthday is in October, so we just kind of, it's close to my birthday, so we usually celebrate them together. But yeah, those were the fabulous gifts. It isn't about things so much as it is sometimes about
well, and just two Christmases ago, you also had all your kids at the farm, and you had a Christmas tree and snow, and right? And Miles, right. I remember he got his first, like, snow jacket.
Yeah, right.
We got to get you with the gratitude, Stephen.
Yes.
Well, I wanted to, that was the plan for this year. Miles is all worked up about coming here for Christmas and having the snow and yada, yada. And, of course, now we can't do it. And that brings around, you know, the focus on what we can't have, which is what a lot of people are thinking about. Please don't do that. Don't think about what you can't have. Think about what you have. And maybe that's why, again, we're going through this exercise, the top things that you remember that you've had. And in that light, I want to talk about Christmas stories. Your favorite, we'll do the top three with Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug, the top three Christmas stories. I certainly have mine, and I bet everybody listening has theirs. We'll do that as we continue here on a sort of special Christmas countdown, a review of the hot hits in your life at Christmas time and ours as well here on the DJV show.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe. And most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here to tell you about my piping hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal is piping hot, and I'm made of snow. Try my KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC. Limited time only at participating locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
Am I? First Response knows this is one of the most important questions a woman will ever ask herself. Am I sure it's the right time? Am I starting the next chapter? Am I about to be called mommy? Am I pregnant? Trust First Response to give you a clear and reliable answer with over 99% accuracy from the day of your missed period. Based on more than 99% accuracy in detecting the pregnancy hormone on day of missed period, America's most trusted pregnancy test brand based on the 2020 BrandSpark American Trust Study, First Response is the answer.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here to tell you about my piping hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal is piping hot, and I'm made of snow. Try my KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC. Limited time only at participating locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
Am I? First Response knows this is one of the most important questions a woman will ever ask herself. Am I sure it's the right time? Am I starting the next chapter? Am I about to be called mommy? Am I pregnant? Trust First Response to give you a clear and reliable answer with over 99% accuracy from the day of your missed period. Based on more than 99% accuracy in detecting the pregnancy hormone on day of missed period, America's most trusted pregnancy test brand based on the 2020 BrandSpark American Trust Study, First Response is the answer.
Coming up to 19 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review. Normally this accompanies the countdown, the official countdown from Talkers Magazine. This week we're doing something different because it is Christmas, and I wanted to approach this in an entirely different way than I ever have before. Not only because it's Christmas, but because people this year are so tired of being hit over the head with all of these normal, whatever quote-unquote normal stories are, from the president to the election to the, you know, reality of what our business is. You know, come on, let's just forget about it for a while and think about, in this circumstance, your favorite Christmas story, Victoria, is?
My favorite Christmas story? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Give me, you
well,
got to prepare.
I'll give you my example, okay? So here's my favorite Christmas story is the one that appeared in the New York Sun in 1897.
I love this.
Virginia.
I was going to say Elf, the movie, but like
no.
I don't know where we're going
yes,
here.
Virginia,
so.
Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Have you all heard that? You know that. Well,
I've heard that phrase, but I don't know what else
it goes
written. The great, great story of an eight-year-old who wrote an editorial about Santa Claus asking if there was one. Yes, there is. Okay, laugh. Go ahead.
Okay.
21 after. Yeah.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from 4 different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9. Or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy 5 car wash packages and get 1 free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Light, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, we're about to become cheerleaders for the top 5 Christmas songs of all time. I don't know that this is Spotify's list. I'm not sure that I'm buying into this, but it is the top 5 list, and because we're doing
the
countdown.
Based on their data, right? So it's right. Not the all based on
that. Yeah, no, it's not. It's Spotify's top 5. And at number 5, Justin Bieber from 2011, song called Mistletoe. I don't know this song. You ladies know this. You probably do.
Oh, yeah. This was a big hit for him. This is.
Yep.
I was looking at this list, and when I saw it, I was like, I have no idea what this song is, but now that I've heard it, totally.
Yeah,
you know this song.
It's
cute.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so that's number 5 on the top 5 Spotify lists of streamed songs. An interesting way to look at this to compare the different genres of being able to expose yourself to Christmas music. At number 4, not a surprise, Michael Bublé's It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. Everywhere you go. It's from 2011.
Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once
again. He's pretty consistent with his Christmas
music.
Yes,
he is. Silver lanes. Maybe Mr. Modern Christmas.
It's beginning
to look a lot like Christmas. See, I could sing along with him. He and I could do concerts together.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Sell out arenas.
But the prettiest sight to see is the
there are arenas in the barnyard. We all said. All right, so that's Michael Bublé, number 4 on the streaming list from Spotify. Number 3 belongs to an original song from Ariana Grande. Santa, tell me. It was recorded and released in 2014. Again, this is not for this year. This is their all-time streamed list. We've had different lists coming from, generated by different organizations and companies and stuff, so it's interesting to throw these different songs into the mix. So that's number 3 from Ariana Grande. Number 2, one you'll all recognize, George Michael, Wham! Recorded in 1984, was the number 1 Christmas song. I think we did this earlier in our countdown of Christmas songs on the DJB program. It's called Last Christmas. Crank that up, will you? Of course, right in time.
Yeah, you have a knack.
What Victoria's talking about is I can get the music, we get all excited about the music and the lyrics and stuff, and I say, okay, take it away. And we always find that instrumental riff in the middle of the song. But now, we go back to the music. I like this.
Oh, I love this. I love anything George Michael did.
I have always liked him as well, Victoria. I agree.
What a voice. I loved Wham, and I loved.
He died on Christmas Day. Talk about a Christmas memory. I would remember cooking with my mom, and the news flash came on CNN or whatever news network was on that George Michael had died, and I just literally dropped stuff.
He was
on
only
the
floor. Like 53 too, I think. Wasn't
yes.
it 54 somewhere
yeah.
like that?
He had a heart attack in his sleep.
Yeah. Gonzo.
I gotta tell you, this song though sometimes gets overplayed for me.
Most of this stuff gets overplayed
a lot of
because
people covered it,
these damn program directors are not creative enough to bring in lots of different the variety of versions of these songs. Like there's about 18 different versions of the Mariah Carey song, but hers is most popular, and that makes sense. All right, so there you go. I gave it away. Number 1 song.
I don't get sick of this song. I know I should, but I don't get sick of it.
Yeah, I like hearing this. All right, here you go, Mariah.
That, like, vintage wall of sound.
Well, it's not only that.
Put into it. It's so cool.
My mind goes right to the movie. By the way, this song came out in 1994. I have a hard time believing it's been around for 26 years.
Yeah.
But it has. And she's going out on her bus on tour this year. You can look for that. Mariah Carey's number 1 most streamed Christmas song of all time, 28 after the hour.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here to tell you about my piping hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal is piping hot, and I'm made of snow. Try my KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC. Limited time only at participating locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at AM1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at AM1460.com. Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, KCNR1460.com, and AM 1460 has teamed up with Golden Valley Bank for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans for their service, and a portion of the proceeds goes to help out local homeless veterans. Golden Valley Bank at 250 Hempstead Drive, Suite 100, creates a truly unique local banking experience. Talk to our relationship banker today at 222-4000. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review, the service of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. So what we're doing here in this hour, normally what we do is take the stories that have come from Talkers Magazine, and we go through them and give our anecdotal stuff that we know about each and every one of these stories. But because this year we really are worn out, you can hear I'm huffing and puffing. I was running around.
I know. Are you okay? What are you doing?
Well, I was doing a couple of things to prepare to do Christmas with some of the people that work with me on the farm. So I had, you know, baskets and stuff that I set aside, and one of them was nosing around, so I had to quickly put them away because I don't want to give them to them right now. And that's another thing, the traditions of Christmas. So this hour, what I decided we'd do is take some of our own personal stories and share them with you. And then in the actual countdown hour, we're going to count down the stories, the good stories from this week, this year, with completely, we are not acknowledging, and it's like we've gone into a time warp, or we've taken a trip to Pluto, where there's nothing going on that's bad, it's all good. So we're going, that's going to, the countdown itself will be things from, if you will, a top 10 list of the good news, things that people are doing. We've got some great stories that come from that department, that arena. All right, so meanwhile, back at the stories, I always get teary-eyed when I go through the story about Virginia and there being a Santa Claus and stuff, because I always, as a kid, I didn't want to think there wasn't a Santa Claus. I still, at my age, don't want to think there is a Santa Claus. So this really meant something to me, personally, in the story department. And I think, well, Jennifer's heard it, and I'm not going to go through it, although maybe you want me to go through it.
Would you make it through it?
Oh, no, yeah, I would make it through it.
Okay.
We
don't want you to be upset on Christmas.
Well, it's not that it'd be upset. I think what it does is it brings out in me, and I think a lot of people, and maybe it's an age thing, it brings out stuff that we can think about and the blessings that we have. I think, you know, there are tears of joy, and there are plenty of them at Christmas time, as well as being, you know, tears of sadness. It isn't, tearing up isn't all about being sad. I think that what I remember is not being able to express myself. I was not allowed to cry when I was a kid. And so, you know, if you're not allowed to cry, what we need is to be able to express ourselves. That's one of the big things. You don't ever want to shut anybody down in terms of expressing, because it'll mess them up as they get older. So the letter that came back, this young lady, Virginia O'Hanlon, was 8 years old, and she wrote the this following letter. Dear editor, this went to the New York Sun at Christmas 1897. I'm 8 years old. Some of my friends say there's no Santa Claus. Papa says if you see it in the sun, it is so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? And so the editor of the New York Sun, let's see here, I'm trying to find his name. It was Douglas somebody or other, writes the following. Dear Virginia, your friends are wrong. They've been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They don't believe except what they can see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men or women or children, are small. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant. In his intellect, as compared with the boundless world all about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they abound and give your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would it be if we in the world had no Santa Claus? It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There'd be no childlike faith, no poetry, no romance. We would have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal life with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. And you might as well hire, you know, I'm about to interpret this story because it's the reference is now to all of the people who watch chimneys all around the world on Christmas Eve to see if they can catch Santa Claus. But even if they didn't see Santa Claus, he writes, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that's no sign that there isn't a Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Do you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof that they aren't there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders that there are unseen and unseeable in the world. You may tear apart the baby's rattle to see what makes the noise inside, but there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, fancy, love, romance, all these can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernatural beauty and glory beyond all imagination. Is it all real? Ah, Victoria, in this world, there is nothing else real and nothing more abiding. No Santa Claus? Thank heavens, he lives, and he lives forever. So that's the...
I like how you threw in Victoria instead of Virginia.
I know.
I'm down
that was
that.
Sweet.
Well, listen.
It's more personal.
Little, yep. Yeah, right. I have to do a little editing. All right. So do you have stories? I just I use that as an example because you said to me, give us an example of things. When you were a child, either of you, did your parents read to you on Christmas Eve? Did you have the story of Rudolph read to you? Did you have the Frosty the Snowman? Those are the kinds of things that I was exposed to when I was a kid. Were they gone by the time you two were children?
I mean, 'twas the night before Christmas. That definitely was read to us.
Right.
My mom was really more into, like, I remember she read a lot of, like, Robert Frost poems and stuff to us as kids.
Right.
So we didn't really
stopping
do a lot of, like,
woods on a snowy
exactly.
evening.
Exactly. We had that I had that memorized by the time I was, like, four.
Did you?
Yeah. So, yeah, there was things like that. But, yeah, it's nice memories of Christmas Eve and just the excitement of... I'm always amazed how kids even sleep on Christmas Eve.
Right.
You know, how Santa never gets caught because kids, you know, it's kind of amazing.
Kids get all worked up, you know, energy. Once they hit the pillow, it's done. But how many of us try to stay awake all night long?
Oh, my gosh.
Could never make it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Never did it. So
like they were drugging us.
I'm trying to picture you sitting in your father's lap or your mother's lap, Jennifer, and your father reading you a story on Christmas Eve, or you were trying to go to bed, trying to go to sleep. Did he do that with regularity?
For most of my childhood, he was not at home. I mean, my parents were split up pretty early. My mom read to me all the time. My mom is a huge reader, and I was trying to think if we read anything like Christmas centric. I mean, I think we read all the classics, but we were always reading something. Like, we read all of the Little House on the Prairie books. We read everything together. We'd sit, you know, in bed at night, and I'd lay on her arm, and she'd read, and that was cool. As far as my dad goes, I don't know. I don't remember it being like specific to Christmas. I don't know how much my dad would read to me, but when he did, he would always make the like jokes and change the things and always tick me off because I knew how the story was supposed to go. Mm-hmm. But he'd always just ad lib it because he was trying to make me laugh. So the victims of him most of the time when I was very young were the Berenstain Bears. He hated the Berenstain Bears. He thought they were idiots. And so he hated them. He hated them because and hate's a strong word, but he thought they were always getting themselves into dumb situations. And so he would always kind of the story around to make me laugh.
Uh-huh.
So, those are kind of my reading memories. As far as Christmas, though, it wasn't like we sat around. I do remember that wherever we were, there was always the rule that we had to go wake up mom or dad before it was time to go see what Santa had brought, because you had to have a parent with you or you couldn't go.
So you got Santa in two different houses.
Santa only came to one house.
Oh, okay.
But like whoever happened to be there, both of them or one of them, whatever, I always had to wake up a parent before Christmas morning.
Yeah, with your father be bah humbug. Right,
no,
44.
Are you kidding? He was up earlier, actually. Yeah. He'd be the one to want
he doesn't
to see
sleep
it.
As it is. He's probably
anyway.
Had lots of
right.
He's probably had lots of conversations with Santa over the years.
It's 44 after the hour. The Talk Radio Review, big stories, thinking about memories of Christmas. These would be the top items. Think about your best memories, the best memories. And we'll talk about Christmas cards, best Christmas cards, and best foods for Christmas in our experience as we, look at, what was the best card you ever got? What's the best food to eat for Christmas? That's what's in our mind here on the Talk Radio Review. The DJV program adding some benefit, a little expansive thought, if you will, for the Christmas countdown. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Doug Steffen, and with normally Michael Harrison here, we have the official top 10 items and the people, and I spend a minute going through each one of those. But because we're not doing that this week, there are some other things, quickies, that have made its way into the list, if you will. They didn't make the top 10. One of them is an approach to taking care of food waste and hunger for people who at Christmas time do not have. A lot of restaurants, a lot of food stores are doing that. People are also adopting folks. For the healthcare workers are adopting people, bringing them home for Christmas so that they can have, you know, a lot of people have gotten sick, a lot of people don't have a family, and we're getting to know more about people, so that's a kind of cool thing, I think. And then there are a bunch of women who got together this past week who learned that they were all sisters. They found out after 24 years they had the same father. I thought that was kind of a cool story as well. So there's a lot of good things happening, and that's what we're underscoring here this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's make quick work of this, ladies. Jennifer, Victoria, Doug on the DJV Countdown to Christmas. The best Christmas card you ever received. Do you remember what it looked like, what it said, Jennifer? What was the caption on it?
I don't know if I've had any.
Was it one you
like...
sent or one that you got? That's also another, I think, aspect of this.
I've had plenty of great Christmas cards. There was one very extra special, like beautiful one that I got years ago that I was like, what am I going to do with this? I can't toss it. So I put it in a frame, and it still is part of my like holiday decor that comes out
every year
at Christmas time. Yeah. It's beautiful. It's black and white, but it's sparkly. It's very pretty.
What about you? What do you have, Victoria, in your memory?
I got a lovely from a friend of mine. We host our Beauty Pop podcast together, and she sent me this really beautiful card. The card itself was sort of traditional, but right. The message was just really lovely. It was very moving, and so that one stands out this year because it's top of mind. But it was really beautiful, and I'm definitely saving it.
I got a card from somebody one year. This Christmas, mend a quarrel. Seek out a forgotten friend, write a love letter, share some treasure, give a soft answer, encourage youth, keep a promise, find the time, forgive an enemy. That's the best card I ever got.
Oh,
it's
cool.
10 before the hour, yeah.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, this may have been one of the best years you've ever had. Some people will tell you that as we get to the end of the year. At the end of the week, every week, we take Tech Talk and review the top five tech stories of the week. There are a lot of different things. People say to me, Victoria, there's so many different things that you do on your program. I was looking at the DJV download for today. Talking about home prices and J-Lo and A-Rod and all of that sort of stuff and Christmas traditions. All that stuff is part of it. And we talk about these things in general, but specifically, we take this time to go through the top five of the week technology stories Victoria Keelan researches. So we got the queen up in number five position as we work our way to number one. Alexa, play the Queen's Christmas Day message.
Exactly. That's exactly it. So Alexa is hooked up with Queen Elizabeth this year for her Christmas Day message. And you'll be able to replay it if you miss it on Christmas Day. And it will start on Christmas at 3 p.m. GMT, which is 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. And if you just say that phrase, Alexa, play the Queen's Christmas Day message, then you will be able to hear Queen Elizabeth broadcasting her traditional message. This time, it's actually for the first time because she and Prince Philip are not traveling. Normally, they're at their country home in Sandringham. So this time, they're actually staying put at Windsor Castle. So that's where she'll be delivering her speech from. And as you might imagine, this year, her speech will probably include some, you know, messages about COVID and commenting on, you know, what a rough year it's been for so many people around the world. But she always offers, you know, messages of hope and unity. And it's, you know, as you and I know, Doug, we're both kind of Anglophiles. So it's such a big tradition for the UK to listen to her Christmas message. And so this year she's going high tech. Amazon says, after a challenging year, millions of people from across the Commonwealth will be eagerly awaiting Her Majesty the Queen's message on Christmas Day by creating this world-first innovation, just as we did in 2012 with the release of her speech on Kindle. We hope that even more people will be able to enjoy her uplifting words. So even the Queen is high tech this year. Everybody's into tech.
Number four, members of the Space Force and what they're going to be called going forward.
Mm-hmm. This week, Vice President Mike Pence made an announcement at an event celebrating the Space Force's one-year anniversary, and he says that the members of the United States Space Force will officially be called Guardians. And the organization traces the name Guardians back to an old Air Force Space Command motto from 1983, Guardians of the High Frontier. And so a lot of people said, oh, it was like Guardians of the Galaxy. It wasn't. Guardians of the Galaxy probably got their inspiration for the name from the 1983 Space Command motto. And so they're pulling different astronauts from NASA. They've got this is a military branch of the Air Force. So it'll be interesting to see the kind of things that they do in the future. A lot of people speculated about what the incoming Biden administration will do with the Space Force, and it looks like they are not changing anything. They're moving forward with exactly the way that it's set up right now.
Number three, Verizon's nationwide 5G can be yucca bunga.
That's true. The Verizon's new nationwide 5G network is reportedly slower it's slower than its former LTE network. So here's the deal. If you are, PC Magazine did a lot of tests on this. Depending on where you are in the country, if you find that your phone, when you look down at your phone, if it's not staying in 5G, you may actually want to just turn the 5G off and stick with the LTE because you will find faster speeds. But again, it just depends on where you are in the country and what your service is like.
All right, number two.
This was sort of a big one that a lot of people don't realize, but check out your next cable bill. And if you're still being charged a $10 or $15 rental fee for your router or cable modem, call them up and say, this is illegal, because it is. Starting last Sunday on December 20th, this became illegal for them to charge you for a rental fee for the modem or the router. So heads up on that one. You can save $10 to $15 a month.
And you don't have to go buy your own either, by the way. And if you buy your own and then you call them up for service, they may refuse to give it to you because it's not there. They may charge you for it because it's not their router. Have that in mind.
Correct.
As well.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
All right. Okay, number one this week in the top five tech story department.
This is obviously the biggest story of the week. Prosecutors have accused Google and Facebook of forging a pact to help defend each other against antitrust complaints.
I'm sure we're all shocked to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, apparently this is an unredacted complaint. The deal was given the name Jedi Blue from, like, Star Wars. So, obviously, both parties deny this, and they say that this is, this is just an antitrust suit that's coming at them from Texas. This started in Texas, and Republican attorneys general are coming at them. So we'll see where it goes, but may go nowhere, but I don't know. I think the end result is they want to break up these companies, but I don't see that happening.
Top five technology stories here for your listening and dancing pleasure. Victoria Keila and Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
In the Shadows. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti.
The sun goddess was angry with her brother for acting foolishly. She was so mad at the decisions he was making that she retreated into a cave and refused to come out for quite some time. The world, then, was left in darkness because of her reaction to his foolishness. How about you? How do you react when others don't speak or act in the way that you want them to? In what ways do you respond or retreat? And how much darker is the world without your light in those moments? Instead of allowing yourself to remain in the shadows when other people are acting in ways that you don't want, be mindful to allow your light to continually shine. For insight into your life, visit drchristianconti.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Putting pen to paper, President Trump signing a $900 billion pandemic relief package that includes $1.4 trillion to fund government agencies through September and contains other end-of-session priorities like money for cash-starved transit systems and an increase in food stamp benefits. An active military member from Florida charged with a shooting in a Rockford, Illinois bowling alley last night.
Police Chief Dan O'Shea says 37-year-old Duke Webb was arrested at the scene of Don Carter Lanes, which houses a bar and grill as well as a closed bowling alley, and there is surveillance video of the shooting.
We believe this is a completely random act, and there is no prior meeting or any kind of relationship between the suspect and any of the victims.
Three men, the oldest age 73, were killed. In addition, a 62-year-old man, along with two teens picking up food there, were shot and wounded. Webb is charged with three counts of murder and three counts of attempted murder. I'm Julie Walker.
A warning from the U.S. Surgeon General, if you're traveling this holiday, get tested for the coronavirus.
3 to 5 days after travel, or after you've been around people without a mask on, you go out and get tested. And getting that test now means that if you were exposed to asymptomatic spread from someone else, we can find out and we can limit your ability to spread to others.
On ABC's This Week, Jerome Adams says he's also concerned about that virus mutation coming from the United Kingdom, but still maintains mitigation is the key. Doctors, nurses, and the elderly rolled up their sleeves across Europe to receive the first doses of the coronavirus in a symbolic show of unity. France, though, took a more low-key approach because of widespread skepticism among its citizens around the vaccines. Sunday night football, Green Bay leads the Titans 40-14. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Baseball Hall of Famer Phil Niekro has died at the age of 81.
Baseball Hall of Famer Phil Niekro has passed away after a long battle with cancer. The Hall of Famer pitched well into his 40s with a knuckleball that baffled big league hitters for more than two decades, mostly with the Atlanta Braves. The team said Niekro died Saturday night in his sleep. The knuckleballer won 318 games over his 24-year career, which ended in 1987 at age 48 after he made one final start for the Braves. Niekro also pitched for the Yankees, Cleveland Indians, and Toronto Blue Jays late in his career. I'm Shelley Adler.
Roger Federer is withdrawing from the Australian Open while he continues prepping to return to action after two operations on his right knee. He's working on putting together a 2021 tennis calendar for the 20-time Grand Slam champion, planning to get back on tour following the next major. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The head of drug maker AstraZeneca calls a new coronavirus vaccine a winner, saying it's expected to be approved by UK authorities shortly.
Chief Executive Pascal Soriot also said he believes the shot will be effective against a new variant of the virus driving a rapid surge in infections in Britain. Some have raised concern that the vaccine may not be as good as the widely distributed Pfizer formula. Some results suggest that the AstraZeneca shot is about 70% effective against coronavirus. This is in comparison to the 95% efficacy reported by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech. Britain's government says its medicines regulator is reviewing the final data from AstraZeneca's Phase 3 clinical trials. Karen Chamas, London.
The European Union and the United Kingdom made public their vast divorce agreement from Brexit that starts on January the 1st. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Foundation.org for more information.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, but it isn't going to sound like most of the other 51 countdown shows you've heard this year or we've been doing, Michael Harrison and I, for years and years and years. No, decided to do something different. This year has been so different, but many of the countdown stories have been the same. And they're really kind of ugly. So I just decided to sweep the floor, clean out that stuff for this week anyway. We're going to do a review with Michael of the top 10 stories of the year next week on the year-end countdown show. But for this week, the ladies of the DJV program joining me, this is sort of a function because it's on the stations that carry the DJV program and on many of the other stations around the country that are news talk oriented because the countdown is an important review of what is actually going on. So, what is going on? Yep, it's Christmas weekend, and there are a lot of things in the countdown of actual stories that are on top of mind. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here to report on the number 10 story, which is apparently a story about people getting hurt while setting up their Christmas trees. I chuckle about it because I'm reminded of seeing some people. We had big Christmas trees in the big area. I had an old conservatory in the last house I was in, a great big room, big tree, went up and put up a ladder and climbed to the top to put up the stars and that sort of thing. But a lot of people, especially if you do this outside where it's icy and snowy, look out. You got to be careful. So, Victoria, what's the story in terms of the number of Christmas tree related injuries? And
well,
is it different
this year?
It's on the
rise this year.
Yeah.
The number is, so 1 in 5 Americans this year have reportedly been injured while setting up their Christmas tree. That number is 122% higher than last year. So I don't know what's going on, but are people just maybe more distracted or, I don't know. I don't know what the reason for it is, but it turns out when it comes down to which generation has been hurt more by the Christmas tree this year, it was actually 27% of Gen Z said that they had been injured, 24% of millennials, and only 5% of baby boomers. So the boomers obviously know what they're doing.
Here we are. Hooray for the baby boomers.
The boomers know what they're doing, or the boomers just didn't put up Christmas trees this year. So I don't know. It could be one of the two things.
Okay, so you caught me. I did not put up.
My parents didn't put up a tree this year either. So, I don't know.
Maybe that's why the stats are sort of somewhat suggestive of something else.
One of the other interesting things that came out of this survey is 24% of the survey's respondents said that they feel safer with an artificial tree versus a real one. But then here's the other thing. So they also noted 75% of people who responded to the survey said that they leave the Christmas tree lights on overnight. That is a huge fire risk. Yes.
Yeah, who does that? I have a fake tree, and I shut mine off every time I leave
Me
the
too.
House when I go.
Me too.
You both have fake trees?
Yeah, we
have
to.
Oh, my God.
Hey, if you want to put it up at Halloween, you have to have a fake tree. Right. Otherwise, it just doesn't last. And Victoria's tree looks like it's from a department store this year. It's beautiful. It's like perfect.
I joke that this year our tree looks like something that you would see in a bank. But
it is beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I do love it. We love it. We're having a lot of fun with it. And it went up a couple days after Halloween.
We'll sprinkle some of these stories. Oftentimes we do on the countdown what we call countdown extras. So in addition to the top 10 items that seem to affect us news-wise or things that are important to know about for Christmas, there are these side stories like the story this week of a security guard who cycled for an hour to return a woman's lost wallet.
Oh, and that's nice.
Because of that, this kid didn't have any money for Christmas. He wasn't able to get any gifts. But because the people in the community were so, this is one of those gated communities in Florida, you know, so the guy only had a bicycle. He didn't have a car. So now the community's buying him a car.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's nice.
Yeah, I think that was kind of cute. Exactly. All right, number 9 on the countdown, speaking of trees, Americans have turned, not these two ladies that we're surrounded with here, ladies and gentlemen, but most Americans apparently have turned to fresh Christmas trees, and I wonder if that's because of the pandemic, or is it what, you know, why would it be this year that more people would go to fresh cut trees than last year or the year before?
I think because people are home. And I think that people are, you know, and Christmas tree farmers across the country are reporting that they sold out of stock after Halloween.
Yeah.
And so, and I guess if you live in a cold enough climate, we have friends who bought Christmas trees and they put them up outside because they've been visiting with family outside on the deck or in the backyard. So there are a lot of outdoor Christmas trees this year. I don't know. I guess maybe people feel like if they're not going to be traveling or on vacation for the week of Christmas, they're at home and they can take care of the tree and it won't die. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm guessing. I don't know.
Yeah. No, that makes good sense, actually, when you think about it. Jennifer, how are the farmers markets? One of the great things I love about being in Los Angeles and living there in the winter are all the farmers markets. How are they doing under the circumstances? Because we've all had much more interest in buying whole fresh food, like buying fresh trees. How are they doing? How are they faring?
I think they're doing okay. When did I go to the
farmers
market? Are
they open?
It's weird.
To
it
a point.
Yeah, it depends. And that's actually, I don't know if you guys remember the, he's an actor and I can't remember his name, Michael something or other. He was furious the other day because all the restaurants in really the whole Southern California region have been shut down, only available for takeout and delivery, not even outdoor dining. He went to the farmer's market and all of these people are out there kind of mingling and eating, and he's like, wait a second, isn't this outdoor dining?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So he was showing that off. So the farmers markets are still open, but there's a lot of scrutiny on them right now because people are like, well, if restaurants can't open, why can we do this? So you really, I think they're not necessarily enforcing that you can't sit around and eat once you buy something, but you can still technically go and buy stuff, yes. And they're good. People love them. And it's outdoors, and it's actually one thing that you can do with the family because, you know, there's no outings anymore. If you have kids that, you know, you want to get them out of the house, there's really not many other opportunities. So they're doing pretty well, at least the ones around my house. I've seen them. They look pretty crowded.
Yeah. I'm so jealous of all the farmers markets in California. I'm on the East Coast in New Jersey, and so every celebrity I follow is always at a farmers market, and they just look like the Santa Monica one looks so fun. They just look amazing.
Yeah, it is. Santa Monica one is very cool. It isn't now. I mean, even Third Street Promenade is closed down in Santa Monica. It just, this whole damn thing. Here's something, another one of these great stories. There's actually a number of these. The woman who was married to Jeff Bezos, this story has had a buzz on it for a week or so.
His ex-wife. Yeah,
right.
Mackenzie.
What did I say? Wife? The ex-wife.
Well, yeah, they're not married anymore. Yeah.
No. But she
can't
in the last...
I imagine she's cried one tear.
No, right?
No. What she got
when you
was
start to feel low, look at your bank account.
Exactly. She got $38 billion in the settlement, and this past week she's given away $4 billion to people who have been affected. That she has her own, obviously, with that kind of money. She has her own foundation she set up to help people. And so she's given this money away to people who have been affected by the pandemic. $4 billion. She says she's going to give it all, or most of it away. So I think I did the math the other day on the air, didn't I, Victoria? If she had $38 billion, she gave away 30, she still has 8. And if it's stock, most of it is stock in Amazon. So if it keeps going up the way it has this year, she can double what it's worth in a year.
Yeah. Amazon, but Jeff Bezos, you know, and in this crazy year of the pandemic, Jeff Bezos, I think, almost doubled his net worth.
Yeah.
Because of Amazon. People, you know,
the guy's surviving
with Amazon, essentially.
The wealthiest guy in the world is like $150 billion.
Yeah.
How do you even imagine?
I think it went to $300 billion. I mean, it went to something insane.
So why don't we go to him for the stimulus package instead of going to the government?
I know. I'm sure he can afford $2,000 for every American, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. Actually, do the math. If there are, let's see, not every American.
Well, it's
every
not even every American. Every American adult.
I think it's 140 million.
Less than 75,000.
No, it's not even 140 million. It would be if less than 75. It would be about 70 million people. So multiply that out times 2,000. Right. That would be if you did 170 million times 2 is 340. Add three zeros. It's $340 million. We can do that.
That's nothing for him.
Nah, nothing to him. Seriously. That is nothing. Think about it. Okay, well, I don't want him to feel guilty, but it is an idea. All right, we're here. We're the source of ideas here. The countdown, we get to the story of a customer who helps somebody working in a restaurant becomes the number 8 item as we are going through the glow of great Christmases, this year's Christmas. Let's find some glow in your life. Here's an idea that will put some glow on you. I was looking at there's a woman who weighed almost 300 pounds who went on to the program at Calitrin. She lost 100 and some odd. She went to the gym, and now she is a powerhouse and a half. You should see her. And she attributes it all to the person at Calitrin who helped her. Apparently, the person at Calitrin had also had the same kind of a problem, the counselor, because they have counselors. If you go to toploss.com and you ask for a counselor, you'll get one, somebody to help support you through your weight loss program. And this woman found somebody who had actually gone through the program, had lost a lot of weight, had gone to the gym, and became quite a specimen. And so that's what inspired this woman to do the same thing. She did it. Just one of the many, many stories that you'll find of success, because that's it. 86% of the people that go on the Calitrin program are successful in losing weight and keeping it off. Plus, Jennifer and Victoria will be happy to tell you that they take 4 capsules every night before they go to bed, and it's good night, sweetheart.
It's helped me sleep, night. For sure.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
It's really a good night's sleep.
A lot of great benefits. So why don't you check it out? Go to toploss.com, and you got the Christmas special that's going on right now. So if you use the DJV code, don't have to pay for shipping. You buy the BOGO deal, 1 and 1, 3 and 3, 6 and 6, 10 and 10, whatever you want. You buy a certain amount, you get double that in the shipment. So that's it from Calitrin. Lose the weight, get everybody in the family on the program, and help save your family, save yourself in the new year. That's the New Year's resolution. Go to toploss.com, use the product checkout, and use the code DJV for that.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies.
Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exogen.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here to tell you about my piping hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal is piping hot, and I'm made of snow. Try my KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC. Limited time only at participating locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe. And most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
All right, as we work our way into Christmas, you may be interested to know that Dr. Fauci, I don't even have to say, everybody when you hear Fauci, you know it's Anthony Fauci, turns 80 today. So wow. Happy birthday. If we look back at, who was born on this date. 80 years ago is Dr. Anthony Fauci, who, by the way, when he was born, wasn't a doctor. It's 21 after the hour.
It's time for Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. The 2006 George Mason Patriots became only the second double-digit seed to ever reach an NCAA Final Four. They defeated Michigan State in the first round, but were down 16-2 in the early minutes against North Carolina in the second round. After Coach Jim Larrañaga's early timeout, George Mason would go on to outscore the Tar Heels by 19 the rest of the contest. The Patriots beat Wichita State in the Sweet 16 and Connecticut in the Elite Eight.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exogen.
Progressive Motorcycle presents
Road Wisdom from the Motor.
The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
A familiar music of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, but on the air for for decades. I'm Doug Steffen, usually here with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Michael decided that he was going to take this week off. They did not do a list for this week because it would have been the same as the list for last week. So they will publish at Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, the top 10 stories in the people list for the year, and that'll be our discussion next week. With what we decided to do this week, because this is a function of the DJV program in part, all the stations that carry this program carry the countdown, and so I decided I would invite Jennifer and Victoria to spend some time talking about the main stories that are affecting us, the Christmas stories that are kind of cool. I thought this was interesting. The top cities that are going to pay, this is one of the things people were talking about this past week, pay you $10,000 to move there. Have you seen that list of the cities? Didn't we talk about that earlier?
We did, on the DJV show. Yeah, we did talk about that. I don't remember, to be honest, I don't remember what was on the list, but I think it was mostly STEM
Topeka,
jobs.
Kansas, Tulsa, Oklahoma are the top two on here. Apparently, Tulsa has been very successful so far in getting people to come in there. 500 new residents have moved in this month. Do you know the average wage, the average pay in San Francisco is $150,000 a year? That's the average.
It has to be, though. It has to be, because I think you have to have $100,000 to live there.
All right, here's the story at number 8 of a woman who happened to have been a customer at McDonald's in Atlanta stepping in to help an employee after the employee was attacked at the drive-through window. This lady is a real estate broker in Atlanta. She shared the story on her Facebook page, and she writes, "At the drive-through, the person in front of me threw a soda at the woman at the window because it wasn't what he wanted. She couldn't believe her eyes. She said she saw the man fling his drink at this woman whose name was Brianna." That was the employee. She started crying. She was covered in ice and soda and syrup. This woman said, "It was so obnoxious to me, I couldn't figure out what I was going to do." She pulled up to the drive-through. She gave a cash tip to Brianna and offered to contact the police when she saw that Brianna was pregnant. So anyway, she did. They found the. Well, I mean, even if you didn't find the guy, what kind of a person does that? And but you see, the counter to it always is somebody like this. Not always, but it does happen, and more maybe this time of year when somebody steps up to do something that is, you know, helpful.
But I love the ending of it. You know, this woman, Feroza is her first name, she thought that maybe she could raise a couple $100 for Brianna's baby registry, and they ended up, 24 hours later, $1,700 had been raised.
That's cool.
Well, you have a story of this person at the Bell at the Salvation Army at a mall. Was that near you?
No, it wasn't at a mall. So a couple weeks ago, I helped produce an event where the Salvation Army launched the month-long giving season campaign. And so we built a 32-foot Salvation Army kettle, you know, the big red kettle that everybody, those red kettles that everybody, you know, is used to seeing people ringing the bell. So we built one that's 32 feet. It's the largest red kettle ever built or whatever. So anyway, so it debuted in Times Square, and the kettle has been moving around. You can see giantredkettle.com. You can see the live stream. It's been moving all around New York City. And so this guy was walking by the kettle. He was on his way to the Apple store last week. He was going to buy a brand new iPhone. He had $1,000 in cash, because that's what iPhones cost. He saw the giant red kettle, and he decided on a whim, I'm not going to buy the iPhone for myself. I'm going to give $1,000 to the kettle, to the Salvation Army. So, yeah, it's just wonderful. And unfortunately, because people are in New York City, people are indoors, and nothing's really, not a lot of stuff is open, the foot traffic that the Salvation Army relies on has been way, way down. And so it was just, it was a real kind of, you know, Christmas miracle to have that much money donated at once. It was great.
Yep. Good for him. Great. And thank you for telling us the story. Coming up, the top 6 Christmas stories on the countdown. It's 29 past the hour.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident? And find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. for the week ending December 25th. Merry Christmas! How about that? For this week, we're doing just Christmas stories. In fact, on the official countdown program, list of things that we've come across in our discussions on the DJV program, and I say we, I mean me, Doug Steffen, and then Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan is here to grace us with their presence and to talk about these stories. At number six, a single mother of two named Lizette Lejeune spent the last couple of weeks quarantining at home after she and her sons got COVID. She was dependent on friends and family for all her groceries and other necessities. She was surprised when a care package from the mailman showed up. She was saying to her friends, I was really sick, so it was hard trying to take care of both the children. She's been doing her best to care for the 3-year-old that she has, the 14-year-old that she has, even though she's been very sick. After spying a care package filled with crackers, cans of chicken soup, and cookies, she racked her brain trying to figure out who sent the gift to her. When she inspected it, she found a heartwarming message from the letter carrier, whose name is Mary. Dearest customer, get well wishes. I hope you're all feeling better. And this at a time when we're usually cursing the mailman because the mailman is late and we don't have our package.
That's not fair to criticize the individual mail carriers. Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah. Some people are just taking it out on them, and there are people, the post office is so jammed right now that there are people who have worked for 3 straight weeks without even a weekend, and they're just working as much as they can get workers to do it. It's just horrible, and there are thousands of mail carriers who have COVID, and they can't work. So it's just, yeah, but this is very sweet that this woman did that, and of course she wanted to be anonymous. This ended up on Good Morning America this week, and she wanted to be anonymous, but she just, you know, said she had no idea that this story would go viral the way that it did, and she said she just, but the reason that she left the care package is because the woman, Lizette, who was the mom, who was sick, she and her two sons both had COVID.
A great name that is, by the way.
Yeah, it's a great name. And so Lizette Lejeune, it's a great name. And so she left a bucket outside and said, I don't want you to have to touch, to the mail woman, said, I don't want you to have to touch the mailbox if I've touched it, so here's a separate bucket that you can just drop our mail in. So Mary, the mail carrier, thought that was so considerate that that's what made her do the care package. So pay it forward, you know, like one thing, one good deed, and it turns into another one. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. And it really is. And that's one of the other things you look around and see, the same sort of thing, here's a fellow who was homeless, the Secret Santa brought him. I mean, I think there's a picture that I'm looking at here from, the LA Times, the fellow that was the Secret Santa. I actually, as an aside, I don't remember, how did Secret Santas get started? Do you know the origin of the Secret Santa?
No, in school. Yeah, for sure. You drew a name. A lot of families do it, too. But in school, for sure, you drew a name, and then you were nice to them throughout the season. And then you gave them, like, a little something, I think, at the end, right? Wasn't it a little gift?
A little gift, yeah.
Yeah. So here's the guy, the Secret Santa, in this particular circumstance, is in Idaho Falls, Montana. And he had $500,000 he decided he was going to gift to people who needed help. So one of the people that got the help was a man who had gum disease. I mean, this isn't romantic, but I mean, think about it. This guy had gum disease, and the Secret Santa found out about it, and he paid for the guy to have a new set of teeth. You know, that's about $40,000.
Wow.
Put a new set of teeth. Anybody,
how do you know?
How do you know what?
That teeth cost that much.
Yeah, that's true.
I had a friend who had it done.
Oh, okay. Oh, you mean veneers. You're talking about veneers, right?
Well, like the veneers, yes, but also if you...
That's expensive.
I mean, I have a couple of teeth being replaced in my mouth, and they're $4,000 a piece, so you can do the math.
Right.
Yeah, actually,
right.
$40,000 is a pretty good bargain.
It's not bad. You're right.
One by one, yeah, exactly. You know, one of the things that I was featuring an overview of things, Christmas gifts that keep on giving that don't cost a penny. The number one gift on that list is a compliment. So if you're looking for a gift to give somebody and you don't, you know, it isn't that you necessarily, maybe you don't have the money to buy a gift, but you know, you look at someone And, you know, I've always been very shy when it came to giving compliments, as you ladies know. And maybe that's why.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it shy. I would say stingy would be the word.
Really? Okay. Yeah. The Grinch shop. I'll be the Grinch.
You don't want to get anybody too comfy.
No, exactly. Well, I didn't grow up around it. Maybe that's part of it. But you can give a boost to somebody. I found myself with my partners who were working with me on the project at the farm. We were talking yesterday, and something erupted that was unpleasant, and we had words, you know, not bad words. I felt disrespected. And so we worked it through and talked it through during the day. And then we, at the end of the day, we're all complimenting each other on how much we care about each other, how much, and we do. We honestly do that. But they were all compliments based on, you know, last year I sent them all a kind of a present, and this year I didn't, because I didn't think it was necessary. Because last year I found something that was really good for everybody, I thought. And so if you don't find something good, then don't give anything, except in this circumstance, give a compliment. Why not? Right? Under the circumstance, think about that. All right, let's go on to number 5, which is a focus on Christmas food and desserts. Now, we have a thing called Food News that we do with regularity on the DJV program. And I think the distracting story this week was the Lean Cuisine problem.
Oh, yeah.
There was a recall because of plastic contamination.
Yeah.
This is a company that belongs to Nestle's. It was Lean Cuisine baked chicken. So would anybody be buying that for Christmas? Would you buy one of these Lean Cuisines and serve for Christmas? Probably not.
I guess some people might.
Well, if you're alone, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Right. All right. So in the food news department, though, there are lists of people's favorite Christmas meal and Christmas desserts. Now, this thing here has turned into an overview of what's going on in various states. Now, what is it? 9 states turn to cheesecake for their holiday dessert every year. The surveys that were done in all these states. Pudding comes in second with 4 states choosing that. 5 states prefer some of the gingerbread sweets, cake, gingerbread men. Anybody ever make, when you were a kid, gingerbread men, women, that sort of thing?
Oh, I used to bake a lot. Yeah, I would bake a lot. But our gingerbread, you know, we're Czech, so we would do, they're called marzipan, but they don't have almonds in them.
You're Czechoslovakian. Yeah, you're Czech.
Yeah, they're like a spice cookie, sort of like gingerbread, but not quite. But we would definitely do that every year. Totally part of the plan.
And how do they differ from those Christmas fruitcakes that nobody seems to like?
Gingerbread and fruitcakes are way different.
Well, I don't. I'm not a baker. I'm not a cooker. I don't know that.
You know
I really
the difference
like
between ginger. You're not an alien.
Cake and
you
a
know the difference.
Cookie.
Yeah. I mean, come on. You're not new to the planet. Well, maybe you are. I don't know. We never know with you.
Speaking of that, one of the most talked about things this week has been, and this fits into our discussion about the wise men. And the star, this is actually number 4 this week. When you look into the sky this week, did you see the connection? There was the Jupiter and Saturn conjunction that started on Monday and went through.
Yeah.
But
I didn't see it. I missed it.
Did you? Well, was it cloudy there?
Probably, yes. I don't know. Yeah. I missed it. Jen got good pictures of it, though.
Yeah.
Well, we posted some of them. I posted it on my a Facebook page, and it was on the DJV show page as well, facebook.com/DJV show. If you didn't see this, and if you're a believer in the three wise men, and you wonder whether that story is true, star bright, or whatever it is, first star I see tonight, the wise men followed. The last time there was a conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn was in March of what now is the year 00, the year of Jesus' birth. So 2020 years ago, this same conjunction took place. It's only happened a couple of times between now and then. But astrologers and astronomers have looked at this and found that it was a real thing. But some of the pictures you saw this week were stunning from the way these two stars got together. And it's so appropriate for Christmas time, I think, anyway. I'm sorry you didn't see it, Victoria. Jennifer, what time of night was it when you could see it?
Right after sunset, actually, was the best. It was like about 5:45, 6 o'clock. 6:15. So, you know, just after it started to, just after dark, basically. And it was just, it was beautiful. And, you know, I was looking at it and I thought, how in the world did three wise men use that as GPS? Because, you know, I have trouble navigating my ways, but I guess things were a lot darker then and a lot more quiet. And so, yeah, it's pretty amazing, but it was beautiful. It was beautiful to watch. Definitely. Yeah.
I just find it, you know, people who don't believe, and I don't mean in terms of religions, I just don't believe, and you know, this couldn't happen. Put it into context, thinking that this planet is almost 5 billion years old, and the fact that these stars are probably, that we're looking at, have been dead for that many years, and it takes that long for the light to get here, well, not in terms of Saturn or Jupiter in our solar system, we're talking about some of the other stars. I saw something on Nova last night about Pluto and when they found Pluto, what else they found. I don't know if you have seen it or you've read about what else they found.
Can you say that again, just because it makes me happy when you say that?
What, Pluto? What they found.
Well, now you're saying it normal. Before you were saying it, Pluto. Pluto.
And then we also just got, instead of Saturn, we got Saturn. So,
right.
I don't know, like some New England came out there.
The
I'm
Bronx
not sure
and
what that
Saturn.
Was. It was Saturn instead of
Saturn.
Saturn,
yeah. S-A-T-U-R-N, and Jupiter, and Mars, and all those good things. All right, so.
My favorite planet is, you know which one, right?
Yes, I do, Jennifer. Well aware of your favorite planet. Thank you very much.
I can guess, just based on your sense of humor.
All right, and we're moving into, getting close to the top. One of the big things are new things to give at Christmas. There are apparently new characters that have been very popular in terms of Christmas gifts from Sesame Street. And we'll talk about that as we continue here as we review the most interesting and nicest 10 stories from Christmas this year, having nothing to do with what's going on in the world. We haven't mentioned the word Trump once, Biden once. You've noticed that, right?
Well, you McConnell? Just did it.
I'm just saying we haven't mentioned it, and so I won't mention it again. Vitamins and supplements, things that are being taken by people to ward off viruses, that's all cool. Got to have a strong immune system because that's the best defense against all of the things that we are normally fighting at this time of year. And this is one of the things, one of the prognoses I saw last night, and I actually had this conversation after I saw it on the air with one of my friends who's a doctor about what people are predicting. And I don't, this is maybe the only negative thing, and I hesitate to share it, except that because we're in flu and cold season, the impact we kind of threw by the time it got a hold of us, it was March here. I mean, in terms of big numbers. And so we were through the flu and the cold season for the most part. Right now we're going into it. And because the number of flu cases last year, the number of flu deaths exceeded 90,000 in America. Imagine adding that number to the number of COVIDs and then other things that are going, just regular colds. So in order to eliminate the colds, keep your nose clean. The natural drug-free way to do that is with this system called Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. So many people are talking about this. So many people are looking at the stories on TV, hearing the ads, and listening to us talk about it because we talk about our experiences. Both Jennifer and Victoria have used this and found great satisfaction in how they felt after they used it. You're using it all the time, Victoria, right? Because you really plugged up a lot.
I have a lot of congestion and sinus problems.
You're really plugged up.
I'm really plugged up, yep. So
another nice compliment from the Dougster.
It's been very helpful.
Very helpful. Anyway, if you're interested in making sure that your nose and your whole system is clean so you don't become susceptible to some of the winter cold and flu things that are around, go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, and order it now while you're thinking about it. Not expensive, very effective. It'll be the first line of defense to keeping yourself healthy. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. People tend to do a lot more cooking around the holidays, and all that chopping and carving in the kitchen can lead to hand injuries.
We've had patients who have unfortunately stuck a knife through their hand as it slipped, so we see a lot of these injuries happen over the holiday season.
Orthopedic hand surgeon Dr. Sanj Kakkar says these types of injuries can be serious.
We worry about injury to bones, have fractures, but other things, if we cut the tendon, which is the rope that moves our hands and fingers, or nerve injury, or even blood vessel injury, so they can be devastating injuries.
Before you take a stab at carving up that tough autumn vegetable, make sure you're using the right technique.
Don't go straight down with your knife. Just kind of already make contact inside of it, right? And then help push down.
Mayo Clinic Executive Chef Jen Welper says using a sharp knife to drive into what you're cutting will not only require less pressure, but can help prevent the food and or knife from slipping. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Doug Steffen, and with normally Michael Harrison here, we have the official top 10 items and the people, and I spend a minute going through each one of those. But because we're not doing that this week, there are some other things, quickies, that have made its way into the list, if you will. They didn't make the top 10. One of them is an approach to taking care of food waste and hunger for people who at Christmas time do not have. A lot of restaurants, a lot of food stores are doing that. People are also adopting folks. For the healthcare workers are adopting people, bringing them home for Christmas so that they can have, you know, a lot of people gotten sick, a lot of people don't have a family, and we're getting to know more about people. So that's a kind of cool thing, I think. And then there are a bunch of women who got together this past week, who learned that they were all sisters. They found out after 24 years they had the same father. I thought that was kind of a cool story as well. So there's a lot of good things happening, and that's what we're underscoring here this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It seems the number one television program with children is still Sesame Street, and the new characters that seem to have gotten a lot of attention this year are refugees. Did you see that? The folks who have come into the country, they're making dolls and characters for Sesame Street that are refugees. That's number one, interestingly enough, on the countdown for Christmas. Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Victoria here.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech. But Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
It's time for Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. The 2006 George Mason Patriots became only the second double-digit seed to ever reach an NCAA Final Four. They defeated Michigan State in the first round, but were down 16-2 in the early minutes against North Carolina in the second round. After Coach Jim Larrañaga's early timeout, George Mason would go on to outscore the Tar Heels by 19 the rest of the contest. The Patriots beat Wichita State in the Sweet 16 and Connecticut in the Elite Eight.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now, the special Christmas edition, which now features a conversation with our regular participant. Hello, try that again, Doug. Our regular, who is this man and what's he doing on our program? Stephen J.J. Wiseman is a college professor in law. He is a lawyer. So he has great stories, but one of the things that has endeared himself to so many people over the years is his expertise when it comes to trying to help people through identity theft issues, legal issues with scams and that sort of thing. And so this year at scamicide.com, which is the website dedicated that he's put together to inform you about the dangers of scams, we've had the 12 scams of Christmas. And I know off and on over the last couple of weeks we've gone through a few of these, but they probably changed in impact and import, have they not, over the past couple of weeks, so that what might have been the number one scam a couple of weeks ago. I mean, I'm looking at all of these viral scams, the ones, the rackets. The Federal Trade Commission there's a section dedicated to updates, and what they've seen are things from the credit card banks and people getting calls supposedly from banks. That's one of the big ones, isn't it?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, there was just a warning just within the last couple of days, and this is, you know, we know about phishing. This is called smishing.
P-H-I.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, phishing. Yeah. But now the new one, smishing, is when you get a phony text message that tries to lure you into clicking on a link. And in the last few days in particular, there have been a lot of them coming out, supposedly from your bank, and they indicate there's a problem with your debit card. So click here. Of course, click here, and two things can happen, and they're both bad. One is you're lured into providing information about your debit card, which in essence gives the criminal the ability to just go into your bank account and empty it. The other thing is you may be downloading malware, and that malware can read everything in your phone, in your computer, and make you a victim of identity theft. And even if you've got the most up-to-date security software, it's always going to be at least a month behind the latest malware. So you can't just rely on your security software to take care of you. And if you get a message like that, and people have services with their banks to get something like that, you don't click on a link because you don't know who it's from. You just call the bank.
Well, do the banks – let's go to the other side of this. Once you have been victimized, what do the banks do? How do people, if you want to get your money back, how do you go about doing that if it's a credit card or, you know, something like that? Do you go to the government? Do you go to the bank? What do you do?
Well, you don't go to the government for help, but you do go to the banks and the credit card
companies. Wait a minute. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help.
I'm here to help you. Oh, yes.
Right.
And, you know, frankly, that's the basis of a lot of scams, too.
Yeah,
someone from the government is really reaching out to me. I'm going to be able to get in line ahead of people for the vaccine.
Right. Somebody from the all right. Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. If somebody calls you and they say they're from the government, the General Services Administration, and they're here, all you have to do is give them your information. They'll make sure you get your money back.
Exactly. First of all, they already have your information, and they're not they're not calling you up.
No.
But you know, if your credit card is misused, you've got a lot of protections by law. The most you can be liable for is $50, and quite frankly, I've never seen a credit card hold anyone liable even for that. But with your debit card, if you're not paying attention, you don't get the same kind of protection by law. So if you didn't check your bank account records for a couple of months, and then you find out that someone just stole thousands of dollars from you, it's too late. So with a debit, it's one reason I always advise people, limit your debit card use to just as an ATM card, because there's just too much risk if you use it in a retail store or, heaven forbid, online.
I stopped using. I thought it was great to use them because then your debts are all paid immediately. Yeah. I thought that was cool. But no, you can get yourself into a big jam. The other big jam is the caller who's offering you a chance to purchase COVID self-protection kits. Yeah. Hello? I think that's the number one of all these scams I've seen this year. Somebody trying to sell you sanitizing items or even vaccines. Who would fall for that?
Oh, yeah, and this is something that is huge. The FTC is trying, but it's like playing whack-a-mole. I've seen about 60 companies they've shut down, but as soon as they shut down one, another pops up.
Somebody else, exactly.
Yeah.
Check out the 12 scams of Christmas and how to avoid them at scamicide.com, a website put up as a public service by our friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's here every week at this time on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Merry Christmas, everybody.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
As Shasta County gradually reopens for business, we can all do our part to stop the spread of COVID-19 by wearing a mask when in public. Cloth face coverings help reduce the spread of germs by preventing the release of droplets when someone speaks, coughs, or sneezes. Wash your face covering often, ideally after each use or at least daily. Wash with detergent and hot water and dry on a hot cycle. Here is Shasta County Health Officer Dr. Karen Ramstrom.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostrup. The massive year-end catch-all bill President Trump signed into law combines $900 billion in COVID-19 aid with $1.4 trillion in spending and reams of other unfinished business legislation on taxes, energy, education, health care, and loads of pork. In one highlight, the package revives supplemental federal pandemic unemployment benefits, but at $300 per week through March 14th, instead of the $600 per week benefit that expired this past July. It also provides $600 in direct payments to individuals making up to $75,000 per year and couples making up to $150,000, with $600 additional payments per dependent child. Also at SRNNews.com, a 37-year-old Army sergeant has been charged with three counts of murder and three counts of first-degree attempted murder in a shooting at Don Carter Lanes in Rockford, Illinois, Saturday evening. Police Chief Dan O'Shea says they're still trying to come up with a motive.
We believe this is a completely random act, and there is no prior meeting or any kind of relationship between the suspect and any of the victims.
At a news conference, Mayor Tom McNamara says the community is in pain.
We have three families who are mourning the loss of their loved ones, and we have three additional families who are praying that their loved ones live throughout these really horrific injuries.
Three people killed, three others wounded. A sheriff's office in Tennessee says the driver of a box truck that was heard playing audio at a convenience store outside of Nashville has been booked into jail on felony charges. The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office says customers at the market where the white box truck was spotted Sunday morning and the members of a nearby church heard the driver playing audio similar to what was heard before a recreational vehicle exploded in downtown Nashville Christmas Day. Townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
2020 saw a number of corporations pulling up their tent stakes.
While uprooted businesses were most likely to move to Texas during the coronavirus pandemic, consumers on the move chose Florida as their airborne destination. Texas was ranked the second favorite destination for consumer relocations. Consumers migrated south the most during June, 4 months after COVID-19 disrupted lifestyles in the U.S., closing wide swaths of businesses and forcing many Americans to shelter at home to avoid infection. The biggest month for corporate moves was July. Patrick Foss reporting.
Lawyers for the Girl Scouts say the century-old organization is now directly competing with the Boy Scouts for female recruits, and that's not a fair fight. Lawyers followed papers in federal court in Manhattan to repeal an effort by the Boy Scouts to toss out a two-year-old trademark infringement lawsuits. Lawyers for the boys last month asked the judge to reject claims the organization's infringing. More at townhall.com. As the vaccination drive gets underway across Europe with fanfare, the French government's taking a more low-key approach.
The first vaccine shots were injected into the arm of a 78-year-old Morissette in a long-term care facility near Paris. Cardiologist Dr. Jean-Jacques Monsuez, who took the vaccine shortly afterwards, said taking the vaccine was also of national interest. They are vaccinated, we are vaccinated, we're all in the same boat, and the boat cannot sink, and around the boat there is a country that cannot sink. However, many French remember French health scandals in recent decades involving mismanaged vaccines. Many others are worried about the speed in which the vaccine was developed and are anxious of the side effects it may bring. I'm Karen Chamas.
More than 300 Syrian refugees forced to flee an informal camp in northern Lebanon as a blaze raged through and burnt tents to the ground. Check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
And be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year, too. This is the Talk Radio Review, a service of the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues and co-hosts and friends. Jennifer Horan is here, Victoria Keelan is here, and you're here. Now, normally during this hour of what we call a countdown with Michael Harrison, he does the other hour with me. We go through the top 10 items that have been researched by Talkers Magazine from the week all the big items and the people that are supportive of the discussions on News Talk Radio. But because it's Christmas and because I really wanted to try something different this year, I, as usual, have no idea what will come out of the next couple of hours. But because Jennifer is here and Victoria is here, I love them both. I thought we would go through, in a countdown fashion, the things from music, television, our lives that are the most important to us. And, you know, you kind of pick it as we go through these things. I'm sure many of you will reflect on the things in your life. So if I were to ask all of you who are listening to do something, to participate, if you will, with us, think about the top 10 best Christmases of your life, the top 10 in terms of music, songs that you like at this time of year, the top 10 gifts that you have gotten over your lifetime, all the things that fit into this thing that is so important. And it isn't just about Christianity and Jesus, but it's, I mean, we all exchange gifts this time of year, no matter, at least in my circle of friends. I'm not much of a gift giver or buyer, but this year what I did was send Eastley Farm aprons to people who were, you know, important to me.
Eastley,
yeah, we had them made, and so I thought that, and somebody already said, this is the best gift I've gotten this year. Well, I think it's, I almost think that it's sacrilegious to open your gifts before Christmas, but a lot of people do it. And so under the circumstances, let's think about whether it has to be a list of the top 10. But I would start with you, Jennifer, and think about back, go back in your lifetime, the best, if I were to say, what was the number one gift that you received of all time, all through your life, what was the best, the number one gift? Or you can count down if you want to.
Well, I had a lot
number
of, I
mean, five to number one.
I had a lot of great gifts. Obviously, I'm a child of the 80s, so the Cabbage Patch Kid, pretty stellar because I was very excited. But I think I've told you guys my favorite Christmas, haven't I?
Christmas?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
All right, so I was a young child, and what I
you
wanted
were.
To
most children, yeah. When they are children, are young. That's
what and yes, but this was a year where there were two things that I wanted. One was called My Pretty Pony, which was not to be confused with My Little Pony, because they mm-hmm. were different. My Pretty Pony was bigger, and it had, like, the mane that you could actually, you know, you could style and do all these things. It was very cute, and it winked, I think, at you, if I remember right. And then, Dougie, you'll appreciate this, I also wanted something called the Pumpkin Farm, which was, like, this little playset that had a little wagon, and it went around, and, like, the things that that happened on the farm, like, things would come to life as the wagon would come over it. It was mm-hmm. it was very archaic. You look at it online right now, it's still available on eBay, and you're like, wow, technology is really advanced. But those were the two things I really wanted. So I asked Anna for that. I wake up in the morning, I come out, and I see a note. I mean, I see other things under the tree, but I see a note from Santa that says, "Dear Jennifer, we are so sorry because our elves have been so overwhelmed with the toy orders this year that it's been really difficult to get everything done, but I knew you would understand, and because your birthday's in February, I promised to come back down from the North Pole and leave you make a special trip to leave you your gift on your birthday morning."
Aw.
Now, I didn't realize I was getting an IOU at the time. But what was so cool about that is that Santa wrote to me, and that on my birthday I woke up, and Santa had left me my two toys that I wanted, and he had walked, because there were boot marks from the chimney over to where he left the presents under the tree. So
very cool.
Yes. So for me, even though it seems like weird that there was an IOU under the tree, it was really mm-hmm. meaningful because Santa talked to me and made a special trip down on my birthday. So that was one of my favorite Christmas memories. And the pumpkin farm was
great.
Awesome.
All right. So now we turn our attention to Victoria Keelan for the same sort of memory. The number one, we're doing the countdown. You could give us a couple of examples or just bring us right to number one.
I don't have a number one, to be honest. I'll just lower the expectations. No, I don't have one that stands out. I have a lot of really great Christmas memories. I've been lucky enough to have several Christmases with my dad's family in Ireland, which is a really unique and special kind of way to celebrate Christmas, and the different traditions that, you know, that different cultures have, you know, Christmas crackers, you know, the things that you pull apart.
I love those.
Yeah, those are great.
Every year.
Yeah, so, you know, this things like that, I just, you know, it was fun, a lot of fun to have all of my cousins from Ireland together and seeing everybody on Christmas Day. And just, I love Ireland in general. And that mist that you wake up to, you know, on Christmas morning, it's a really cool experience. And
much of the year you wake up to that mist in Ireland, depending on where you are in the country. It's misty.
And the weather is so bizarre. One year on Christmas Day, I remember we were playing outside. It was in the upper 50s, and all of our cousins were playing football or soccer or something, and then a blizzard came through and it was snowing. So it was, I mean, within an hour, it's very bizarre weather. But yeah, I always love Christmas. In terms of like toys or gifts, I will always remember, I don't remember how old I was. Maybe I was about like 8 or 9, and my godparents are American, but were living in Ireland at the time, and my godmother is like my fairy godmother, and so she used to buy me the coolest clothes, and so she sent me an entire outfit, and it was in 3 or 4 different boxes, and I was ripping open the paper, and I was so excited, and this all pink matching outfit, it was super cute, and then there was another small box. My mom said, oh, here, there's one more. And I opened it up, and it was a Swatch watch that matched the outfit. I know. So, like, that's definitely one. She would laugh if she probably doesn't even remember that she did that. But the coordination of the whole outfit, including shoes, was probably my favorite Christmas gift that I ever got.
One of the things that I want to...
It's very valuable. I know.
Yeah, right. I want to share, we're looking at probably the most important and the reflection is aimed at helping you think about these things yourself.
Well, you didn't answer your own question. You never answer your own questions.
I don't, because in this circumstance, I don't necessarily really want to go there, because Christmases when I was a kid were not great. So I'd rather just keep it on the up and up. And,
yeah,
I mean,
but
not
you got a great Christmas
horrible.
Gift.
Well,
as
I had thank
your
you.
Your Christmas gift as an adult was Megan.
Yeah,
at Christmas.
Yes, it was. Actually, that was what I was going to say. Thank you, Victoria and Jennifer. If I think about the Christmas gifts that I have received, the two best ones were Megan being born the day after Christmas in 1973, and Miles, my grandson, being born the day before Christmas in 2014.
That's
he just celebrated.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, those are, I mean, think about gifts in a manner of speaking and what they brought me in the time with that in the real time of the births, but then thinking about what it has meant to me through the years to have these two, and certainly I wouldn't discount Brendan, but his birthday is in October, so we just kind of, it's close to my birthday, so we usually celebrate them together. But yeah, those were the fabulous gifts. It isn't about things so much as it is sometimes about
just 2 Christmases ago, you also had all your kids at the farm, and you had a Christmas tree and snow, and right? And Miles, I remember he got his first, like, snow jacket.
Yeah, right.
We got to get you with the gratitude, Stephen.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted it. That was the plan for this year. Miles is all worked up about coming here for Christmas and having the snow and yada, yada. And, of course, now we can't do it. And that brings around, you know, the focus on what we can't have, which is what a lot of people are thinking about. Please don't do that. Don't think about what you can't have. Think about what you have. And maybe that's why, again, we're going through this exercise, the top things that you remember that you've had. And in that light, I want to talk about Christmas stories. Your favorite, we'll do the top three with Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug, top three Christmas stories. I certainly have mine, and I bet everybody listening has theirs. We'll do that as we continue here on a sort of special Christmas countdown, a review of the hot hits in your life at Christmas time, and ours as well, here on the DJV Show.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than 1 million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here to tell you about my piping hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal is piping hot. I'm made of snow. Try my KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC. Limited time only at participating locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
Am I? First Response knows this is one of the most important questions a woman will ever ask herself. Am I sure it's the right time? Am I starting the next chapter? Am I about to be called mommy? Am I pregnant? Trust First Response to give you a clear and reliable answer with over 99% accuracy from the day of your missed period. Based on more than 99% accuracy in detecting the pregnancy hormone on day of missed period, America's most trusted pregnancy test brand based on the 2020 BrandSpark American Trust Study, First Response is the answer.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here to tell you about my piping hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal is piping hot. I'm made of snow. Try my KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC. Limited time only at participating locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
Am I? First Response knows this is one of the most important questions a woman will ever ask herself. Am I sure it's the right time? Am I starting the next chapter? Am I about to be called mommy? Am I pregnant? Trust First Response to give you a clear and reliable answer with over 99% accuracy from the day of your missed period. Based on more than 99% accuracy in detecting the pregnancy hormone on day of missed period, America's most trusted pregnancy test brand based on the 2020 BrandSpark American Trust Study. First Response is the answer.
Coming up to 19 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review. Normally this accompanies the countdown, the official countdown from Talkers Magazine. This week we're doing something different because it is Christmas, and I wanted to approach this in an entirely different way than I ever have before. Not only because it's Christmas, but because people this year are so tired of being hit over the head with all of these normal, whatever quote-unquote normal stories are, from the president to the election to the, you know, reality of what our businesses are. You know, come on, let's just forget about it for a while and think about, in this circumstance, your favorite Christmas story, Victoria, is?
My favorite Christmas story? What do you mean? Yeah. Give me, you
well,
got to prepare
I'm
a little
I'll give
bit.
You my example, okay? So here's my favorite Christmas story is the one that appeared in the New York Sun in 1897. I love this. Why? Yeah, no, Virginia.
I was going to say Elf, the movie, but, like, no. I don't know where we're going
Virginia,
so.
Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Have you all heard that? You know that. Well,
I've heard that phrase, but I don't know what else it
was written. Yeah, a great, great story of an 8-year-old who wrote an editorial about Santa Claus asking if there was one. Yes. There is. Okay, laugh. Go ahead.
Okay.
21 after. Yeah, yeah.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown.
Here's Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Guided Investing. When California hired Joe Capp as head coach in 1982, the former Pro Bowl quarterback often let players make up plays with random laterals at the end of practices. That fun way of blowing off steam actually made its way into the Cal playbook. Down 2019, with 4 seconds left to rival Stanford, what ensued was a 5-lateral, 57-yard touchdown play concluding in the Stanford band, which had taken the field. Known simply as the play, it closed out a wild 7-4 season for Cal.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you.
and what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, we're about to become cheerleaders for the top five Christmas songs of all time. I don't know that. Well, this is Spotify's list. I'm not sure that I'm buying into this. But it is the top five list, and because we're doing
on
the
their
countdown,
data, right? So right. It's not the all based on
yeah, the no, it's yeah. not. It's Spotify's top five, and at number five, Justin Bieber from 2011, song called Mistletoe. I don't know this song. You ladies know this. You probably do.
Oh yeah, this was a big hit for him. This is.
Yeah.
I was looking at this list, and when I saw it, I was like, I have no idea what this song is, but now that I've heard it, totally.
Yeah,
you know this song.
It's cute. Yeah.
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 Okay.
He
all right, so that's number five on the top five Spotify lists of streamed songs. An interesting way to look at this, to compare the different genres of being able to expose yourself to Christmas music. At number four, not a surprise, Michael Bublé's It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. Everywhere you go. It's from 2011.
Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once
again. He's pretty consistent with his Christmas
music. Yes, he is. Maybe Mr. Modern Christmas.
It's beginning
to look a lot like Christmas. Yeah, I could sing along with him. He and I could do concerts together.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sell out arenas.
But the prettiest sight to see is the
there are arenas in the barnyard. Yeah, how's that? All right, so that's Michael Bublé, number four on the streaming list from Spotify. Number three belongs to an original song from Ariana Grande. Santa, tell me. It was recorded and released in 2014. Again, this is not for this year. This is their all-time streamed list. We've had different lists coming from, generated by different organizations and companies and stuff. So it's interesting to throw these different songs into the mix. So that's number three from Ariana Grande. Number two, one you'll all recognize, George Michael, Wham! Recorded in 1984. It was the number one Christmas song. I think we did this earlier in our countdown of Christmas songs on the DJB program. It's called Last Christmas. Crank that up, will you? Of course, right in time.
Yeah. You have a knack.
What Victoria's talking about is I can get the music, we get all excited about the music and the lyrics and stuff, and I say, okay, take it away. And we always find that instrumental riff in the middle of the song. But now we go back to the music. Y'all like this?
Oh, I love this. I love anything George Michael did.
I have always liked him as well, Victoria. I agree
what
with
you. I loved Wham! And I loved
he died
George
on
Michael.
Christmas Day. Talk about a Christmas memory. I remember cooking with my mom, and the news flash came on CNN or whatever news network was on that George Michael had died, and I just like dropped stuff.
He was
on
only
the
like 53 too, I think. Wasn't
yes.
it 54 somewhere
yeah.
like that?
He had a heart attack in his sleep.
Yeah. Gonzo.
Gotta tell you, this song though sometimes gets overplayed for me.
Most of this stuff gets overplayed.
A lot of
because
people have covered it.
These
too.
Damn program directors are not creative enough to bring in lots of different the variety of versions of these songs. Like there's about 18 different versions of the Mariah Carey song, but hers is most popular, and that makes sense. All right, so there you go. I gave it away. Number one song.
don't get sick of this song. I know
I
should.
Do I?
But I don't get sick of it.
Yeah, I like hearing this. All right, here you go, Mariah.
That, like, vintage wall of sound.
Well, it's not only that.
Put into it. It's so cool.
My mind goes right to the movie. And the,
oh, yes.
This, by the way, this song came out in 1994. I have a hard time believing it's been around for 26 years.
Yeah.
But it has. And she's going out on her bus on tour this year. You know, look for that. Mariah Carey's number one most streamed Christmas song of all time, 28 After the Hour.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here to tell you about my piping hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal is piping hot, and I'm made of snow. Try my KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC. Limited time only at participating locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and reminding you of all of our military personnel serving around the world this holiday season. We also want to remember and thank all of our veterans who have served and returned home safely, and to those who are no longer with us. As you enjoy this time of year, take a moment and reflect on your blessings and remember, freedom isn't free. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and thank you for your support.
An unprecedented pace, lighting up more ultra-capacity mid-band 5G every month, bringing this super-fast 5G experience to even more customers. The Un-carrier's ultra-capacity 5G technology can bring average download speeds around 300 megabits per second and peak speeds up to 1 gigabit per second to 5G phones. T-Mobile's 5G network is America's largest, with extended-range low-band 5G that covers 270 million people over 1.4 million square miles. To learn more, visit T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review, the service of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. So what we're doing here in this hour, normally what we do is take the stories that have come from Talkers Magazine, and we go through them and give our anecdotal stuff that we know about each and every one of these stories. But because this year we really are worn out, you can hear I'm huffing and puffing. I was running around.
I know. Are you okay? What are you doing?
Well, I was doing a couple of things to prepare to do Christmas with some of the people that work with me on the farm. So I had, you know, baskets and stuff that I set aside, and one of them was nosing around, so I had to quickly put them away because I don't want to give them to them right now. And that's another thing, the traditions of Christmas. So this hour, what I decided we'd do is take some of our own personal stories and share them with you. And then in the actual countdown hour, we're going to count down the stories, the good stories from this week, this year, with completely, we are not acknowledging, and it's like we've gone into a time warp. Or we've taken a trip to Pluto, where there's nothing going on that's bad, it's all good. So the countdown itself will be things from, if you will, a top 10 list of the good news, things that people are doing. We've got some great stories that come from that department, that arena. All right, so meanwhile, back at the stories, I always get teary-eyed when I go through the story about Virginia and there being a Santa Claus and stuff. Because I always, as a kid, I didn't want to think there wasn't a Santa Claus. I still, at my age, don't want to think there is a Santa Claus. So this really meant something to me, personally, in the story department. And I think, well, Jennifer's heard it, and I'm not going to go through it, although maybe you want me to go through it.
Would you make it through it?
I would make it through it.
Okay.
We don't want you
to be upset on Christmas.
Well, it's not that it'd be upset. I think what it does is it brings out in me, and I think a lot of people, and maybe it's an age thing, it brings out stuff that we can think about and blessings that we have. I think, you know, there are tears of joy, and there are plenty of them at Christmas time, as well as being, you know, tears of sadness. It isn't, tearing up isn't all about being sad. I think that what I remember is not being able to express myself. I was not allowed to cry when I was a kid. And so, you know, if you're not allowed to cry, what we need is to be able to express ourselves. That's one of the big things. You don't ever want to shut anybody down in terms of expressing, because it'll mess them up as they get older. So the letter that came back, this young lady, Virginia O'Hanlon, was 8 years old, and she wrote this following letter. Dear editor, this went to the New York Sun at Christmas 1897. I'm 8 years old. Some of my friends say there's no Santa Claus. Papa says if you see it in the sun, it is so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? And so the editor of the New York Sun, let's see here, I'm trying to find his name, it was Douglas somebody or other, writes the following. Dear Virginia, your friends are wrong. They've been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They don't believe except what they can see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men or women or children, are small. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant. In his intellect, was compared with the boundless world all about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they abound and give your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would it be if we in the world had no Santa Claus? It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There'd be no childlike faith, no poetry, no romance. We would have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal life with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. And you might as well hire, you know, I'm about to interpret this story because it's the reference is now to all of the people who watch chimneys all around the world on Christmas Eve to see if they can catch Santa Claus. But even if they didn't see Santa Claus, he writes, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that's no sign that there isn't a Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Do you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof that they aren't there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders that there are unseen and unseeable in the world. You may tear apart the baby's rattle to see what makes the noise inside, but there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, fancy, love, romance, all these can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernatural beauty and glory beyond all imagination. Is it all real? Ah, Victoria, in this world there is nothing else real and nothing more abiding. No Santa Claus? Thank heavens, he lives, and he lives forever. So that's the...
I like how you threw in Victoria instead of Virginia.
I know.
Down
that was
that.
Sweet.
Well, listen.
Makes it more personal.
Little, yep. Yeah, right. I have to do a little editing. All right, so do you have stories? I use that as an example because you said to me, give us an example of things. When you were a child, either of you, did your parents read to you on Christmas Eve? Did you have the story of Rudolph read to you? Did you have the Frosty the Snowman? Those were the kinds of things that I was exposed to when I was a kid. Were they gone by the time you two were children?
I mean, 'twas the night before Christmas. That definitely was read to us.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, my mom was really more into, like, I remember she read a lot of, like, Robert Frost's poems and stuff to us as kids.
Right.
So we didn't really
stopping
do a lot
by
of, like,
woods
the,
on a snowy
exactly.
evening.
Exactly. We had that I had that memorized by the time I was, like, four.
Did you?
Yeah. So, yeah, there was things like that. But, yeah, it's nice memories of Christmas Eve and just the excitement of... I'm always amazed how kids even sleep on Christmas Eve.
Right.
You know, how Santa never gets caught because kids, you know, it's kind of amazing.
Kids get all worked up, you know, that energy. Once they hit the pillow, it's done. But how many of us try to stay awake all night long?
Oh my gosh.
Could never make it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Never did it. So
like they were drugging us.
I'm trying to picture you sitting in your father's lap or your mother's lap, Jennifer, and your father reading you a story on Christmas Eve, or you were trying to go to bed, trying to go to sleep. Did he do that with regularity?
You know,
Well, for most of my childhood, he was not at home. I mean, my parents were split up pretty early. My mom read to me all the time. My mom is a huge reader. And I was trying to think if we read anything like Christmas-centric. I mean, I think we read all the classics, but we were always reading something. Like, we read all of the Little House on the Prairie books. We read everything together. We'd sit, you know, in bed at night, and I'd lay on her arm, and she'd read, and that was cool. As far as my dad goes, I don't know. I don't remember it being like specific to Christmas. I don't know how much my dad would read to me, but when he did, he would always, always make the like jokes and change the things and always tick me off because I knew how the story was supposed to go, but he'd always just ad lib it because he was trying to make me laugh. So the victims of him most of the time when I was very young were the Berenstain Bears. He hated the Berenstain Bears. He thought they were idiots. And so he hated them. He hated them because and hate's a strong word, but he thought they were always getting themselves into dumb situations. And so he would always kind of change the story around to make me laugh. Uh-huh. So, those are kind of my reading memories. As far as Christmas, though, it wasn't like we sat around. I do remember that wherever we were, there was always the rule that we had to go wake up mom or dad before it was time to go see what Santa had brought, because you had to have a parent with you or you couldn't go.
So you got Santa in two different houses.
Santa only came to one house. Oh, okay. But like whoever happened to be there, both of them or one of them, whatever, I always had to wake up a parent before Christmas morning.
Yeah, but your father would be Bah Humbug. Right,
no,
44.
Are you kidding? He was up earlier, actually. Yeah. He'd be the one to want
he doesn't
to see
sleep
it.
As it
he
is.
Doesn't
he's
sleep
probably
anyway.
Had lots of
right.
He's probably
yeah.
had lots of conversations with Santa over the years.
It's 44 after the hour. The Talk Radio Review, big stories, thinking about memories of Christmas. These would be the top items. Think about your best memories, the best memories. And we'll talk about Christmas cards, best Christmas cards, and best foods for Christmas in our experience as we, look at, what was the best card you ever got? What's the best food to eat for Christmas? That's what's in our mind here on the Talk Radio Review. The DJV program adding some benefit, a little expansive thought, if you will, for the Christmas countdown. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Doug Steffen, and with normally Michael Harrison here, we have the official top 10 items and the people, and I spend a minute going through each one of those. But because we're not doing that this week, there are some other things, quickies, that have made its way into the list, if you will. They didn't make the top 10. One of them is an approach to taking care of food waste and hunger for people who at Christmas time do not have. A lot of restaurants, a lot of food stores are doing that. People are also adopting folks. For the healthcare workers are adopting people, bringing them home for Christmas so that they can have, a lot of people have gotten sick, a lot of people don't have a family, and we're getting to know more about people, so that's a kind of cool thing, I think. And then there are a bunch of women who got together this past week who learned that they were all sisters. They found out after 24 years they had the same father. I thought that was kind of a cool story as well. So there's a lot of good things happening, and that's what we're underscoring here this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, let's make quick work of this, ladies. Jennifer, Victoria, Doug on the DJV countdown to Christmas. The best Christmas card you ever received. Do you remember what it looked like, what it said, Jennifer? What was the caption on it?
I don't know if I've
had
any.
Was it one you
like...
sent or one that you got? That's also another, I think, aspect of this.
I've had plenty of great Christmas cards. There was one very extra special, like beautiful one that I got years ago that I was like, what am I going to do with this? I can't toss it. So I put it in a frame, and it still is part of my like holiday decor that comes out every year at Christmas time.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's black and white, but it's sparkly. It's very pretty.
What about you? What do you have, Victoria, in your memory?
This year I got a lovely, from a friend of mine, we host our Beauty Pop podcast together, and she sent me this really beautiful card. It wasn't, the card itself was, you know, was sort of traditional, but right. The message was just really lovely, so, and it was very moving, and so that one stands out this year because it's top of mind, but it was really beautiful, and I'm definitely saving it.
I got a card from somebody one year. This Christmas, mend a quarrel. Seek out a forgotten friend, write a love letter, share some treasure, give a soft answer, encourage youth, keep a promise, find the time, forgive an enemy. That's the best card I ever got.
Oh,
it's
cool.
10 before the hour, yeah.
The Top Radio Countdown.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club. Corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless heads.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In December, we're covering frequently asked questions by you, our listeners here in Reading and worldwide. And January brings us pearls from the masters of the industry. We'll analyze what advice we like, what we take, and what we disagree with.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, this may have been one of the best years you've ever had. Some people will tell you that as we get to the end of the year. At the end of the week, every week, we take Tech Talk and review the top five tech stories of the week. There are a lot of different things. People say to me, Victoria, there's so many different things that you do on your program. I was looking at the DJV download for today. Talking about home prices and J-Lo and A-Rod and all of that sort of stuff and Christmas traditions, all that stuff is part of it. And we talk about these things in general, but specifically, we take this time to go through the top five of the week technology stories Victoria Keelan researches. So we got the queen up in number five position as we work our way to number one. Alexa, play the queen's Christmas Day message.
Exactly. That's exactly it. So Alexa is hooked up with Queen Elizabeth this year for her Christmas Day message. And you'll be able to replay it if you miss it on Christmas Day. And it will start on Christmas at 3 p.m. GMT, which is 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. And if you just say that phrase, Alexa, play the queen's Christmas Day message, then you will be able to hear Queen Elizabeth broadcasting her traditional message. This time, it's actually for the first time because she and Prince Philip are not traveling. Normally, they're at their country home in Sandringham. So this time, they're actually staying put at Windsor Castle. So that's where she'll be delivering her speech from. And as you might imagine, this year, her speech will probably include some, you know, messages about COVID and commenting on, you know, what a rough year it's been for so many people around the world. But she always offers, you know, messages of hope and unity. And it's, you know, as you and I know, Doug, we're both kind of Anglophiles. So it's such a big tradition for the UK to listen to her Christmas message. And so this year she's going high tech. Amazon says after a challenging year, millions of people from across the Commonwealth will be eagerly awaiting Her Majesty the Queen's message on Christmas Day by creating this world first innovation, just as we did in 2012 with the release of her speech on Kindle. We hope that even more people will be able to enjoy her uplifting words. So even the Queen is high tech this year. Everybody's into tech.
Number four, members of the Space Force and what they're going to be called going forward.
This week, Vice President Mike Pence made an announcement at an event celebrating the Space Force's one-year anniversary, and he says that the members of the United States Space Force will officially be called Guardians. And the organization traces the name Guardians back to an old Air Force Space Command motto from 1983, Guardians of the High Frontier. And so a lot of people said, oh, it was like Guardians of the Galaxy. It wasn't. Guardians of the Galaxy probably got their inspiration for the name from the the 1983 Space Command motto. And so they're pulling different astronauts from NASA. They've got this is a military branch of the Air Force. So it'll be interesting to see the kind of things that they do in the future. A lot of people speculated about what the incoming Biden administration will do with the Space Force, and it looks like they are not changing anything. They're moving forward with exactly the way that it's set up right now.
Number three, Verizon's nationwide 5G can be yucca bunga.
That's true. The Verizon's new nationwide 5G network is reportedly slower than its former LTE network. So here's the deal. If you are, PC Magazine did a lot of tests on this. Depending on where you are in the country, if you find that your phone, when you look down at your phone, if it's not staying in 5G, you may actually want to just turn the 5G off and stick with the LTE because you will find faster speeds. But again, it just depends on where you are in the country and what your service is like.
All right, number two.
This was sort of a big one that a lot of people don't realize, but check out your next cable bill. And if you're still being charged a $10 or $15 rental fee for your router or cable modem, call them up and say, this is illegal, because it is. Starting last Sunday on December 20th, this became illegal for them to charge you for a rental fee for the modem or the router. So heads up on that one. You can save $10 to $15 a month.
And you don't have to go buy your own either, by the way. And if you buy your own and then you call them up for service, they may refuse to give it to you because it's not their – they may charge you for it because it's not their router. Have that in mind.
Correct.
As well.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
All right. Okay, number one this week in the top five tech story department.
This is obviously the biggest story of the week. Prosecutors have accused Google and Facebook of forging a pact to help defend each other against antitrust complaints.
I'm sure we're all shocked to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, they've had, apparently this is an unredacted complaint. The deal was given the name Jedi Blue from, like, Star Wars. So, obviously both parties deny this, and they say that this is, this is just an antitrust suit that's coming at them from Texas. This started in Texas, and Republican attorneys general are coming at them. So we'll see where it goes, but may go nowhere, but I don't know. I think the end result is they want to break up these companies, but I don't see that happening.
Top five technology stories here for your listening and dancing pleasure. Victoria Keila and Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
In the Shadows. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The Sun Goddess was angry with her brother for acting foolishly. She was so mad at the decisions he was making that she retreated into a cave and refused to come out for quite some time. The world, then, was left in darkness because of her reaction to his foolishness. How about you? How do you react when others don't speak or act in the way that you want them to? In what ways do you respond or retreat? And how much darker is the world without your light in those moments? Instead of allowing yourself to remain in the shadows when other people are acting in ways that you don't want, be mindful to allow your light to continually shine. For insight into your life, visit drchristianconti.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump signed a $900 billion pandemic relief package that will deliver long-sought cash to businesses and individuals. Mr. Trump making the announcement Sunday in a statement. The massive bill includes $1.4 trillion to fund government agencies through September. Democrats are promising even more aid once President-elect Joe Biden takes office, but Republicans taking a wait-and-see approach. Federal authorities have identified the man they say is responsible for the Christmas Day bombing that tore through downtown Nashville, and they say he died in the explosion.
Investigators used DNA to link the man identified as Anthony Quinn Warner to the blast. They believe no one else was involved. Police earlier Sunday had revealed that Warner, 63, was under investigation and that he had experience with electronics and alarms.
Ken Lorman reporting that police are still trying to piece together a motive. The U.S. is by far the leading nation in COVID deaths and cases as the number of infections globally topped 80 million.
Data compiled by Johns Hopkins University reported the mark Saturday morning after 472,000 cases were recorded worldwide Christmas Day. The number of deaths related to the coronavirus across the globe stands at 1.75 million, with the U.S. accounting for the most, over 331,000. The U.S. also reported the most infections, 18.8 million, followed by India with 10.2 million and Brazil with 7.4 million. I'm Julie Walker.
Bloody weekend in Rockford, Illinois. Authorities say three people are dead, three others wounded, when an Army 37-year-old Army Special Forces sergeant opened fire at a bowling center on Saturday. Police say it appears to be a random attack at the Don Carter Lanes. That soldier is in custody. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Britain's been hit with hurricane-force winds reaching up to 106 miles per hour. The gusts were accompanied by heavy rainstorms, which disrupted train services and stranded drivers in floodwaters.
Storm Bella blew its strongest gusts in the Isle of Wight, but the rest of Britain wasn't free from her wrath, as the south coast of England and North Wales also saw gusts of around 80 miles per hour. Flooding on the tracks caused train cancellations and delays in southern England, and a main train line into London was blocked by a fallen tree. In Wales, Western Power said the storm caused power cuts for 21,000 homes. Most services, however, were restored shortly afterwards. Karen Chamas, London.
South Africa's COVID-19 spike has taken the country to more than 1 million confirmed cases. President Cyril Ramaphosa calling an emergency meeting of the National Coronavirus Command Council. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. With no sign home workouts are fading out anytime soon, Peloton's cranked up its manufacturing capacity in a big way and is picking up a bunch of new fans on Wall Street.
The maker of high-end stationary bikes and accompanying monthly subscriptions will spend $420 million to acquire Precor, a company whose fitness machines populate hundreds of commercial and hotel gyms. The acquisition is Peloton's biggest to date. It gives the company its first manufacturing capacity in the U.S. during a global pandemic that has people canceling gym memberships and seeking ways to stay fit in the safety of their own homes.
Jeremy House reporting. When Georgia Republican Kelly Loeffler and Democrat Raphael Warnock advanced to the January 5th Senate runoff, they faced immediate challenge of winning over some of the 2 million voters who chose one of the 18 other candidates. Meanwhile, polls show that Loeffler may have a small advantage. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
And now, when radio was.
brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and it's a comedy Christmas block featuring two real-life married couples. First, Mr. and Mrs. Phil Harris, and later, Mr. and Mrs. Jim Jordan, a.k.a. Mr. and Mrs. Fibber McGee. Not to diminish the wives, though, because Alice and Marion were equally vital to the success of the respective series. More accurately, it was the on-air chemistry of the couples which made the shows transcendent. As you'd expect, the holiday episodes were usually a cut above, and it was not uncommon for a similar script to be used annually, as it was eagerly anticipated each year. This Harrison Fay offering is a perfect example. A Christmas show from December 24th of 1950.
From Hollywood, the Bill Harris, Alice Faye Show. For your enjoyment, here is the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Sharp and his music, yours truly, Bill Forman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. It is Christmas Eve. And like all of you good people, the Harrises are busy making last-minute preparations.
Let's see now. My presents are all wrapped. I have the wreath on the door, the holly in the windows, and... Phil, what are you doing?
Sweeping out the fireplace.
What for?
So Santa won't get his suit sooty. I don't want no sloppy Saint Nick around my house.
Well, of course, dear. And what time do you expect old Clyde...
Clyde?
Yes, Santa Clyde. I hope his wife is with him, too.
His wife?
Yeah, Santa Myrtle.
What's gotten into you?
I'm just talking your language. I overheard you telling the children a Christmas story this afternoon, and everybody's name was either Myrtle or Clyde.
Now you're just exaggerating.
I am, huh? Wait a minute. Phyllis! Phyllis, come here a minute, dear.
What do you want, Mommy?
Daddy was telling you a story this afternoon about Santa. What are the names of his reindeer?
Dancer, Prancer, Donner, Blitzen, Myrtle, Robin, Clyde.
Well, that was very good, dear, except you left one out.
Which one?
Irving. He's the little one on the end.
Oh, girl, doesn't the house look beautiful all decorated?
Oh, it looks wonderful, Mommy. But, Mommy, Daddy, we want to ask you a favor. We'd like to stay up and see Santa Claus when he brings the presents tonight. Could we?
Well, honey, well, he has a lot of other stops to make, and he might get here very late, and then
oh,
he...
Oh, can't we, Daddy? Please?
Well, okay. Now, you kids continue to behave yourselves, and I promise that you'll see Santa. Now, will you run along and play?
Oh, thanks, Daddy. Gee, Phyllis, I can hardly wait for tonight.
Oh, Phil. Phil, why did you promise the children that? Now, if they don't see Santa, they'll be very disappointed.
But they'll see him. And just to make sure, I'm going to dress up like Santa and come down that chimney. They won't be able to tell me from the real one.
Daddy!
Yes, dear?
Don't you dress up and make believe you're Santa like last year. Boy, was that corny.
Alice, I still can't figure out how they knew it was me last year. What did I do that was wrong?
Well, for one thing, you were supposed to come in singing Jingle Bells.
I did.
Yes, I know, but those lyrics, I can still hear them.
Ham hocks and turnip greens, they melt right in your mouth. A candied yams and a hominy grits, and that's what I like about the South. Yeah! You got more applause than I do. And what's so wrong about those lyrics?
Now, that isn't the way we sing it up north.
Well, can I help it if you Yankees don't know the right words? Oh, but Alice, I guess you're right. We're going to have to get somebody else to play Santa.
I guess we will. And another thing, it's Christmas Eve. When are you going to get the tree?
Oh, I bought that this afternoon. It's at the market. I didn't have room in my car to carry it, so I asked Willie to pick it up on his way over. We'll have the tree. That I'm not worried about. But gee whiz, honey, who are we going to get to play Santa Claus?
Hey, wait a minute, Phil. I have an idea. Let's get Don Wilson to play Santa.
Yeah. Old Fatso. He'll be great.
Don is our man. I'll call him right now and see if he can come over tonight.
Yeah, you go call him, huh? Hey, that's swell. Now the kids won't be disappointed. Santa will show up. Uh-oh, that must be Willie with the tree.
Hiya, Curly.
Well, if it ain't Francis the Red-Nosed Reindeer. An early go, huh? Merry Christmas, Friendly.
Merry Christmas, Curly. I got a present for you. Here it is.
For me? You got a present for little old curly-headed me?
Yeah, I got you a
little. Oh, Frankie, that's sweet of you. I don't know what to say.
Well, that's all right, Curly.
But the thought, you don't know how I appreciate it. Well, it touches me deeply, and I...
If you're going to get sloppy about it, I'll take it back. Well, don't stand there. Open it up, see what it is.
Oh, gee, Frankie, just what I wanted. Tissue paper.
Now, the present's under the paper. Here it is.
Why, it's a bottle.
It's not just a bottle. It's imported champagne.
You bought a bottle of champagne for me? And gee whiz, it's almost half full, too.
They didn't have any splits, so I bought a Magnum and siphoned it off. Where's Alice?
Oh, she's inside calling Don Wilson. See, the kids want to see Santa Claus tonight, so we asked Don to play it for us.
Why are you getting Don Wilson to play Santa?
Well, what else am I going to do?
Well, let him stay up and see the real Santa Claus.
Yeah, but I don't know what time he's going to get... Can I have that again, Herman?
Yeah. Why don't you let the kids see the real Santa Claus?
Oh, kid, you better get some sleep now. Staying up a little bit too late.
So you're another one of those cynics, huh? A wise guy who don't believe.
You do?
Of course. Just because you've never seen him don't mean he's not there. You must realize, Curly, there are some things in life that are inexplicable. There exist certain psychic phenomena that are ethereal and beyond the comprehension of we mere mortals. Don't you agree?
Oh, indubitably.
Curly, you can take my word for it. The real guy will show up. I see him every Christmas.
Remley, tell me, how come you see Santa Claus every Christmas and I don't?
Well, Curly, I can best explain that by saying there are a lot of things I see that you don't.
Yeah, that I know, but I'm talking about Christmas, not New Year's Eve.
Well, all I gotta say is it's a good thing kids have more common sense and faith than some grown-ups, or Christmas wouldn't be much fun. I know that tonight old Saint Nick and his reindeer will come flying through the sky.
Yeah, but do you mind if we have somebody stand in case he's grounded by a heavy smog over L.A.?
All right, scoff if you will, infidel.
Phil, I just called Don Wilson and he can't make it.
Merry Christmas, Alice.
Oh, hello, Frankie. Merry Christmas. As I was saying, Phil, Don can't make it, but he said he has a lot of actor friends and he'll send one of them over.
Oh, darn it. Don would have been perfect.
Hey, Alice, it's none of my business, but why hire a phony Santa Claus when the kids are going to see the real one?
Well, we just wanted to... What did he say, Phil?
Paying no attention to him, honey. He ain't been the same since he switched to yummy yogurt.
I don't understand you people. You seem to have lost faith. You got the house decorated, lights outside, holly wreaths in the windows, and a beautiful Christmas... Wait a minute. Where's your Christmas tree?
It's coming. It's coming. Just take your time. Willie's bringing it over. And if you don't think that I have the Christmas spirit, Remley, will you see that tree?
Oh, it's a beauty.
It better be.
It is. Don't worry. Remley, it's about 8 feet tall, and it's nice and full, and it's green, and... Uh-oh, that must be Willie with the tree now. Come in!
Hi-ho, everybody, and a Merry Christmas!
Hi-ho? Get a load of the vagabond liver.
Well, I got the tree.
Good, Willie. I'll go out in the car and help you carry it in.
Oh, that won't be necessary. I have it right here in one of these bags.
In a bag? Well, how'd you get an 8-foot tree in a bag?
Oh, I didn't get the 8-foot one. That was much too expensive, so instead I purchased this 2-foot table model. How do you like it?
Willie, what kind of a color's that?
Shocking pink. Isn't it lovely?
Oh, Willie, a shocking pink Christmas tree. Isn't that a little peculiar?
Oh, on the contrary, dear. The man said that if you trim a shocking pink tree with cerise ornaments and chartreuse bulbs, it will look positively scintillating.
Well, la-di-da!
Oh, what do you know? What do you think of it, Philip?
I'll give you 3 seconds to get that shredded lox out of here. Oh, brother, how much trouble can you have? No tree, and I'm worried about the guy Don sending to play Santa.
Well, Philip, if you want someone to play the part, I shall be only too happy to portray Christopher Kringle.
Christopher? Well, Donner, my Blitzen. Fine Santa Claus you'd make.
I'd make an excellent one. I'm quite an actor, you know. Mm-hmm. I can see myself popping out of the chimney, bounding into the living room and saying, ho, 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 and a Merry Christmas to you little kiddies. And what do you, we darlings, desire as a Yuletide memento?
Thank you to Lulabanka.
I'm sorry, Willie. We can't use you. It won't work. I can't.
Well, if you don't want me to help, I won't. I have to run along anyway. I have to meet my girlfriend at the taxidermist.
I hope they did a good job on her. Goodbye. Imagine that little squirt playing Santa Claus. Why, he couldn't impress me if he came in here with a bag full of sponsors. Bag full, wouldn't that be beautiful? I hope that guy that Don's sending over will make a good Santa.
Curly, stop worrying about your make-believe Santas. The real one will be here. What we have to worry about is getting a decent tree.
Oh, yeah, come on. Look, Remley, we'll go over to the market and pick the one up that I ordered. Hey, we'll be back soon, Alice.
Okay, dear. Gee, I hope the man Don is sending over looks the part. If he doesn't, the girls will think that...
Mommy, it's getting late. When is Santa going to get here? Gee, Mommy, do you think maybe he isn't coming?
Now, don't fret, girls. Of course he's coming. So? You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. Spoken for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to
It's Phil Harris and Alice Faye, and we'll be back right after this short break.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
The mayor of a small town in South Carolina spent weeks claiming she had been targeted by a hate crime. She filed a police report saying she and her husband found both their cars covered with a yellow, sticky substance. And she went on a tirade about the history of hate crimes throughout the South. Police investigated, but found that the substance was ordinary pollen, which covers thousands of cars parked under trees every spring. Have we become so accustomed to constant news about hate crimes that we see things that just aren't there? This mayor had no evidence, but was quick to jump to conclusions about imaginary criminals. Is America and paranoia so out of control that we now see evil under every tree? Government is supposed to protect the rights of citizens, not participate in the blame game.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
It's time for Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. The 2006 George Mason Patriots became only the second double-digit seed to ever reach an NCAA Final Four. They defeated Michigan State in the first round, but were down 16-2 in the early minutes against North Carolina in the second round. After Coach Jim Larrañaga's early timeout, George Mason would go on to outscore the Tar Heels by 19 the rest of the contest. The Patriots beat Wichita State in the Sweet 16 and Connecticut in the Elite Eight.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Welcome back to the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show on When Radio Was.
Oh, Remley, we're too late. The market's closed.
No, wait a minute. The lights are still on. And look, there's Julius.
Where?
Right over there. He's rifling the cash register.
He's counting the receipts. I'll get him to open it up. Hey, Julius, open up the door, Julius. Come on, we want to get in.
Hey, hurry it up, will you, kid? We can't wait all night.
Come on, kid, open that door. I said open the door.
It's open and stop punching me in the nose. What do you hoodlums want?
We want a big tree.
Who for?
For Mr. Harris.
Oh. And what time is the lynching?
Julius, don't be a smarty pants.
Oh, there's a jazzy piece of dialogue.
Look, kid, I want to buy that big Christmas tree I saw here this afternoon. I don't like the one you sold Willie.
Mr. Harris, I'm disappointed. I saved that tree just for you. Chalk and pink is your color. It matches your eyes.
Oh, there's a jazzy piece of dialogue. Look, I want that big one I saw this afternoon.
Okay, come on in the back and I'll get it for you.
All right, come on, Remley, you can help me.
I'll wait here at the counter, Curly.
Mr. Remley, get your mitts off of that cash register!
Is that what this is? I thought it was a spinet piano. I was trying to play White Christmas.
Remley... Now, get away from there and help us carry this tree out to the car. Where is it, Julius?
Right here.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. And thanks for saving it for me, kid.
That's okay. Merry Christmas, Mr. Harris.
Same to you. Oh, Julius, By the way, drop over to the house a little later. We got a little present for you. Come over there, huh? All right, now come on, Remley. Let's take this tree home and get it trimmed.
Yeah.
There. That's the last ornament. Gee, the tree looks pretty.
It sure does. How do you like it, Curly?
Oh, sure. Looks swell. But where's the guy that's going to play Santa Claus? He's supposed to be here by 10, and it's after 11 now, and you... Frankie, what have you got there?
Milk and cookies for Santa Claus. I put them on the mantle for him every year.
Milk and cookies? That old man's been working like a dog tonight. Let's leave him something more nourishing, like a beer and a couple of pretzels.
Don't be a funny drummer. I'll put the milk and cookies over the fireplace. Where are the kids, Alice?
Oh, they're upstairs waiting for Santa.
Well, everybody's waiting. When's a guy going to show
up?
Be
patient, Curly. He's got a long trip from the North Pole. Besides, his reindeer ain't as young as they used to be, and his sleigh...
Oh, keep quiet. The least Don's friend can do is to get here on time.
This subterfuge is all so unnecessary.
Uh-oh. That must be Santa now. I'll let him in.
And I'll go with you, honey.
Well, Merry Christmas, Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas and hiya, filthy.
Hey, Andy, what are you doing here?
Well, Don Wilson told me you were looking for somebody to play Santa Claus. He said you wanted someone with a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. Hey, is my bowl big enough?
Yes, yes. In fact, that's the biggest one I've seen since the Rose Bowl. Hey, Andy, that's quite a figure you got there.
Yeah. Sexy, ain't it? You know, I think I look charming in this Santa Claus outfit.
Charming, he said. Where'd you get that messy red suit? It's got spots all over it.
I rented it. The Santa Claus that had it last year was a sloppy eater.
I think you look ridiculous. Get a load of that white beard. Where'd you rent that moth-eaten thing?
Well, that I didn't rent. I was playing canasta with Monty Woolley, and I won it. Of course, if you don't like me as Santa Claus...
Pay no attention to him, Andy. I think you make a wonderful Santa Claus.
And I do, too. The girls will get a big kick out of this. I'll go call them. And, Andy, try to convince the children you're really Santa Claus, huh?
The children? Phil, I thought I was doing this for your benefit.
No, Andy, but gee whiz, it's swell of you to play Santa Claus for my two kids, and I'd like to pay you for it.
Oh, no, I don't want any money for this, Phil. But if you want, you can buy me a little something for Christmas.
Like what?
Oh, anything Alice can afford.
Okay, Andy, now it's up to you to make the kids think that you're Santa.
This impersonation is preposterous. Santa Claus won't like this. Besides, you'll never be able to fool the kids.
No, I don't know. With this costume and bag of toys over my shoulder, I shouldn't have any trouble.
No, I don't think so either, Andy, but gee whiz, it'd be awful if you don't fool them. If there was just some kid, someone that we could try you out on just to see if you can fool...
Mr. Harris, where are you? I came to get my present.
Julius, that's just the kid we need. Hey, come on in here, Julius. Look, Andy, if you can fool this kid, you can fool anybody.
Oh, don't worry, Phil. I'll just sit here in this chair and you watch his face when he sees me.
Okay, Andy, I certainly hope...
What do you want, Mr. Harris? Where have you got my... Hey, Mr. Harris, don't you feel a little chilly?
No, why?
You left your red flannels lying on a chair.
Why not red flannels? Don't you recognize me, Sonny?
You look familiar.
Well, I'll give you a hint. I'm that jolly old man with the white beard. Ho, 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 ho.
Well, if it ain't a bloated Gabby Hayes.
He ain't Gabby Hayes. Now, look, he's wearing a red suit and he's got a beard. What is he?
A Bolshevik.
Oh.
What's he got over his shoulder, a bag full of bombs?
Julius, don't be silly. Don't you recognize Santa Claus when you see him?
This is Santa Claus?
That's right, Sonny. I'm old Saint Nick.
They can't do this to us little kids. In the name of juvenile humanity, I protest this flagrant disregard.
Oh, shut up! Now, sit on my lap and I'll tell me what you want for Christmas. Or I'll sit on your lap and break every bone in your precious.
Get away from me, you imposter, you! You're nothing but a fake! Wait till I see the real Santa tonight! He ain't gonna like it when I tell him he's being impersonated by some gravel-voiced snook!
There goes a cute kid, Santa. He has all the charm of a wet cigar.
I told you you can't fool kids.
Oh, Remley, that don't mean nothing. He's just a wise little guy. Besides, he's older than my kids. When the girls come down, they won't know the difference.
Well, come along, children. He's right in here. Well, there he is.
Gee, Santa Claus.
Hello, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, and don't forget my new television series, Wild Bill Hickok, starting soon. Ho, ho, ho!
Find Santa Claus. He's got to get a plug in.
Well, come here, children, and sit on my lap.
Which one? You got three of them.
Well, sit on the one with the knees. Girls, how do you like old Santa?
We like you fine, Santa. But what happened to your voice? You have a cold?
Yeah. You see, they raised my rent at the North Pole, and I had to move into a leaky igloo. Well, old Santa has to be going now. Here are your toys, girls.
Thank you, Santa.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, I'll be seeing you next year. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Up, Dancer. Up, Prancer. Up, Myrtle. Rob, Clyde. Ho, ho.
Hey, you better come back, Santa. You forgot Irving.
Well, children, what did you think of Santa Claus?
I thought he was divine. I thought he was Andy.
You mean you kids knew that it was Andy Devine?
Sure, but we didn't want to say anything and hurt his feelings. Daddy, when is the real Santa coming?
Well, look, kids, you see,
He'll be here soon,
oh,
kids.
Oh, Frankie. Look, kids, he may get here too late. So I'll tell you what. I'll tell you a Christmas story, and then will you run off to bed?
Well, all right, Daddy. But we wanted so much to see him.
I know you did, kids, but... Well, maybe next year. Now sit on my lap, and I'll tell you a beautiful Christmas story. You ready? Was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. I thought I heard sleigh bells. No. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced through their heads. Alice... What are those bells? What's the...
Shh. Quiet, Curly.
Phyllis, look, in the fireplace. It's Santa Claus, the real one.
But... Merry Christmas, Santa. Frankie, who are you talking to? I don't see anybody. The kids do. Look at them.
Gee, Santa, we knew you'd come.
They couldn't fool us with any make-believe, Santa Claus. We were waiting just for you.
Oh, sure, we've been very good girls. Oh, what a lovely dollhouse. Thank you.
And all these things are for me? Can I open them now? All right, Santa, we'll wait till morning. Thank you very much. and a Merry Christmas to you too, Santa. Of course, we'll tell them. Merry Christmas and goodbye, Santa Claus.
He'd show up, Curly. But Frankie, I don't get it. I heard it, but I didn't see him.
Of course you didn't. He sure is a nice-looking old gent.
Alice, did you see him?
I'm not sure, Phil. I almost thought I saw him standing by the fireplace.
But Alice, how could it be? If he was standing there...
Phil? Phil, what are you staring at?
The mantle. Alice, the milk and cookies. They're gone. This is Phil. I want to thank Andy Devine for doing a wonderful job for us. Thanks, Andy. As always, you were great. Ladies and gentlemen, a few weeks ago, I made a record called The Thing. And because you liked it, it became a hit. And that was a big thrill for me. But it didn't compare with the thrill I got when The Thing gave us the idea for a thing for kids for Christmas. The Thing for Kids campaign to give needy children toys to make this Christmas real for them has been a huge success. And you've done it. You have made it possible for millions of children to wake up tomorrow morning to enjoy their happiest Christmas. And thank you for it. By giving generously, you truly have made Christmas the thing. Let me wish you a very merry and rewarding Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
This program was produced and directed by Paul Phillips. Included in today's cast was Andy Devine.
From Christmas Eve of 1950. In other years, it was Jack Benny, not Andy Devine, as Santa Claus. Well, at the end there, Phil mentioned one of his biggest novelty hits, The Thing. Well, Phil's version spent 14 weeks on the Billboard charts, peaking at number one. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Win Radio Was, it's a Christmas episode from Fibber McGee and Molly, which begins right after this break.
Personal notice, danger's my stock and trade. If the job's too tough for you to handle, you got a job for me, George Valentine.
From the darkest, foggiest, most rain-swept streets of your imagination come 20 episodes of great radio private eyes from Radio Spirits.
It's easy to rent yourself out and you make a few bucks, but sooner or later you get burned. It doesn't make any difference whether you're a man or a mouse. Because down on the waterfront in San Francisco, they build the traps both ways.
Radio's best-remembered detectives take on all comers in this wide-ranging collection of thrill-packed cases of crime.
I parked a block away and started toward it on foot when the glow from a lonely cigarette said that it wasn't quite as deserted as it should have been. The cigarette belonged to a woman who was someplace under a lot of makeup.
Interesting evening.
You're asking me and telling me.
Well, either it is, it has been, or it could be. Take your pick. You look like a bright boy.
From Philip Marlowe to Sam Spade, from the upscale nightlife of the Falcon to the grubby dockside world of Pat Novak, get set for classic radio drama at its most entertaining.
I want to see her, and I'm going to see her.
Trick I learned a long time ago. Shoot a guy in the knee, and he'll never walk straight again.
You ever done it?
Oh, yeah. That's how I learned.
Ow. That's what I learned, baby.
Great Radio Private Eyes is regularly priced at $39.98, but when Radio Woz listeners only need to pay half that. For you, it's just $19.99 plus get free standard shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code PRIVATE7.
Live sharply with your senses in high gear, as a confidential cop must. You notice things the average citizen never sees.
Get Great Radio Private Eyes today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code PRIVATE7. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
If you're in the market for a new laptop for your 9-to-5 work life and your 5-to-9 downtime, look no further than the ASUS ZenBook 13 or ZenBook 14, two new generation 13.3-inch and 14-inch ultra-portable laptops. ZenBook 13 and ZenBook 14 are even thinner and lighter than their predecessors. The new ZenBook 13 weighs just 1.07 kilograms, and both models are a mere 13.9 millimeters thin. But for such an ultra-thin design, they offer comprehensive connectivity capabilities, including full-size HDMI and USB Type-A ports, in addition to Thunderbolt 4 USB-C and a micro USB card reader. Other features include a four-sided nano-edge display, ASUS NumberPad 2.0, and up to 21 hours of battery life. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from. Visit ASUS.com for more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was and a Christmas Couple Comedy. That slight alliteration is a perfect way to get into this episode, as it stars a fella famed for alliterations. His name, Jim Jordan, but you all know him as Fibber McGee. His wife, Marion, is Molly. With announcer Harlow Wilcox, Gail Gordon is Mayor Latrivia, and Bill Thompson is Old Timer featured in the cast. This is from December 16th of 1941.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. Makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly, written by Don Quinn, with songs by Martha Tilton and the King's Men, and music by Billy Mills. The master of 79 Wistful Vista is not one to squander a buck and a quarter for a Christmas tree when he can drive out to the woods and chop down his own. No, sir. And here, driving up to the house, frost-bitten but triumphant, we find that lumberjack who saves Jack on his lumber, Fibber of Fibber McGee and Molly.
Gotta get them brakes fixed. Oh, boy, am I cold. Well, come on, Christmas tree. Come to Papa. You got a new home.
Snow all over the hall. Why didn't you stamp your feet?
Why should I stamp my feet? I ain't mad at anybody. Besides, they're so cold, I'm just walking from memory.
Oh. Here, you poor lad. Let me take your coat and your mittens.
Thanks, Molly. Hey, take a gander at that tree, will you? Ain't she a whopper?
Heavenly days, it certainly is.
Yeah, it was the pick of the whole woods, Molly. I had to fight off 20 other guys to get it, too. They all wanted it.
Oh. Did you actually fight for it, dearie?
Oh, it didn't come down to an actual brawl, no. One guy ups to me and says, "That's my tree, Shorty." And I says, "Yeah," I says, tossing my hatchet up in the air and catching it by the handle. "Try and get it," I says. "You don't need this tree for last Christmas," I says. And he says, "What do you mean, last Christmas?" "Well," I says, sinister-like, advancing toward him with a nasty look, "you lay a blade on that balsam bud, and last Christmas was your last Christmas."
Ah, good for you, McGee. Did he go away then?
No. He started swinging his axe at me. And just then I noticed that this tree, which was a little farther along and was even bigger and better.
Oh, yeah.
So I just sneered and walked away. Double time.
Well, it certainly is a big one. What'll we do with it after Christmas? Hollow it out and make a canoe?
Shucks now, Molly, just because...
What took you so long to get it home? You know, you've been gone 6 hours.
Well, I had a blowout on the way back and had to stop and buy a new secondhand tire. Cost me $7.
Where's the hatchet?
I lost it in the snow, but I know just where it is, and next spring when the snow melts, I'll get... Oh, my gosh. What's that?
Oh, it's that window in the dining room. I opened it because it was so hot in here, and it won't stay open.
No. Well, I'll fix it when I get time. By the way, what time is it?
It's after four. Why? Where's your wristwatch?
Well, I took it off to chop this tree down and forgot all about it. Then when I went back to look for it, it had snowed some more and covered it up.
Well, that's fine. A $30 wristwatch, a $2 hatchet, and a $7 tie. $39 for a 98-cent Christmas tree. Oh, happy Yuletide.
Well, I didn't want one of those measly little moth-eaten shrubs they're selling downtown. When I want a tree, not a bouquet. Come in.
Hello, Mayor Latrivia.
Good day, Mrs. McGee. I say, McGee.
Yes?
About that job you wanted in the City Hall. I'm still working on it, but I'll have to have a little information.
Well, tell the nice mayor what he wants to know, dearie.
Okay. Dig me, Latriv.
Well, first, can you dominate people? Can you let the ones in that you really want to see and shut the rest out?
Absolutely.
Another thing, McGee, can you stand it physically? To be mauled by crowds of people all asking you questions. Can you ignore the whispers behind your back? Can you give orders in a loud tone of authority?
Boy, can I. Listen to this, Triv. All right, folks. As captain of the detective force of Wistful Vista, I order you to make way there. Stand back, everybody. The police...
this wouldn't be a police job, McGee.
Oh.
But one of the elevator operators has just been drafted, and I've suggested you. I'll let you know later. Good day.
Why, that small-minded, boat-grabbing, baby-kissing...
Now. Never mind that now.
You're listening to Fibber McGee and Molly. And we'll be back with more after this.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Especially with the year we've had, and it's never been easier with the Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. You already know about slickdeals.net, the largest social platform for scoring deals wherever you shop. And with the Slick Deals browser extension, you can get early access to Slick Deals' best of web deals, as vetted and voted on by its community of more than 12 million users. No more hunting for coupon codes, as the Slick Deals browser extension automatically finds and applies the best codes whenever you check out. All to save you money on purchases. Access exclusive coupons from hundreds of stores, set up a deal alert from anywhere on the web, and a whole lot more. With the free, money-saving Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. Enable it today at slickdeals.net/radio. That's slickdeals.net/radio.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. Ride confidently in the direction of your dreams. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here to tell you about my piping hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal is piping hot, and I'm made of snow. Try my KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC. Limited time only at participating locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
The number one gift in this stressful year, relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
Welcome back to Fibber McGee and Molly on When Radio Was.
Say, where should we place this tree, McGee?
I don't know. Where do you think?
Well, offhand, dearie, I'd say it was a toss-up between the Grand Canyon and Death Valley.
Shucks, I told you I got to trim it down a little. Get me a hatchet, will you?
The hatchet, dear boy, according to your official communique...
Yeah?
...is at present sleeping its edge off under a snowdrift 18 miles north of town.
Yeah, well, we got a saw, haven't we?
Not a very good one. It's all bent.
Who bent it?
You did.
Huh?
After you saw that vaudeville act at the Bijou last October, you tried to play phony boy on it, remember?
Well, I guess it'll still work. Say, it's awful hot in here.
Yes, it is. I'll open that dining room window again.
Okay.
The thermostat on the furnace is out of order, and I've got to get it.
Boy, am I tired. Ah, but what a tree. Why, this will give us enough kindling wood for all summer. Except that we don't need any kindling wood in the summer.
Say, McGee, I just thought of something.
What's that?
This tree is so big, our little ornaments are going to look awful silly on it.
Yeah, I never thought of that. I better order a bigger assortment of ornaments. Now, hand me the phone, will you?
Here.
Thanks. Hello, operator. Give me the Wistful Vista, Novelty, and Day. Oh, is that you, Mert? How's every little thing, Mert? Huh? Who? Your niece. Somebody grabbed her and kissed her during the blackout.
Oh, heavenly days, McGee. Does she know who it was?
She'll recognize him when she sees him. He'll have lipstick all over his face and neck and shirt front.
From just one kiss?
What do you mean, one kiss? That blackout lasted 3 hours. What say, Mert? Okay, I'll call him later. Hey, did you get me the saw, Molly?
Here it is, dearie. And now don't get sawdust all over my floor.
Why not? It'll make Uncle Dennis feel at home. Let's see. I guess I better take a couple of feet off of the bottom first.
Yes, and trim out 100 or so branches. Tarzan or somebody might be hiding in there.
Who?
Tarzan.
Who?
I said Tarzan.
Who?
Oh, stop it, McGee. That's
I didn't say
funny.
Anything. You says Tarzan.
Who?
Tarzan.
Who are you shouting at?
Who?
Hey, what the...
McGee, it's an owl. He's in that tree.
Huh?
Look, up on the fourth branch.
Oh, my gosh. Shake the tree, Molly. Open the door and we'll shoo him out.
Who?
You. Come on, get out of that, you big buzzard. Go on, scram.
Hey. Take it harder, McGee. There he goes.
Chase him, Molly. Chase him this way. Look out to the table. Oh, hedge him toward the door, Molly. Wave your hand.
I am waving my hand. Shoo, scat, go away, birdie. He won't even look at me, McGee.
Well, owls don't see good in the daytime.
Well, what do you expect me to do, buy him some glasses?
Hey, ooh, there he goes. Go on, beat it. Scram.
Woo-hoo.
Thank goodness. Those things give me the creeps.
Me too. Though I will say it was decent of him to back up my judgment.
What are you talking about?
Well, owls are wise birds, and we both picked out the same tree. Don't you get it, Molly? I says owls.
Ain't funny, McGee.
Okay. But I've been hooted at enough for one day. Hand me the saw again. Thanks. Now.
Hello there, daughter. How's about... Hey, what you got there, Johnny? Christmas tree?
Oh, no. We buy our firewood on the hoof, Mr. Oldtimer.
What's on your mind besides that Daniel Boone cap, Oldtimer?
Just wanted to know if you could come out and play. Some of us kids are building a snow fort in that vacant lot up on the corner, having a peck of fun.
No, thank you. We've got work to do, Mr. Oldtimer. I'm afraid you left a romp in the snow without us.
Oh, gee, kids, come on. Wanted to choose up sides and play Yanks and Japs. Only nobody wants to be a Jap.
Well, we haven't got time to play now, old-timer. I got to trim this tree before...
Then you got a corncob pipe we can have, Johnny. I built a big snowman. I want to put a pipe in his mouth.
Go give him a cigarette.
Yeah, and put a sign on him. Something new has been added.
That's pretty good, Johnny. But that ain't the way I heard it.
Oh, it's just the dining room window, Mr. Oldtimer. It won't stay open.
Hey? Who? Well, the way I hear it, one feller says, tell a feller, say, he says, why does Hitler make all his speeches from a beer garden? Well, says, tell a feller, that's so when he starts foaming at the mouth, nobody will notice it.
part one of a Christmas-themed episode of Fibber McGee and Molly, which originally played back on December 16, 1941. So to put old-timers' Hitler joke in historical perspective, that one aired a couple of years after World War II had begun, but just 9 days after the United States had entered that global conflict following the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. We'll have the rest of that episode at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bell, and my question this time is war-themed. On the day after that radio broadcast, or on December 17th of 1941, this famed officer was named the commander of the U.S. Navy Pacific Fleet. I'll name him, and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
Unforgettable, that's what you are.
Nat King Cole is unforgettable with 100 of his original recordings in a 4-CD collection, now available at musicrewind.com.
A very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea.
Order Nat King Cole 100 Hits today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for 4 CDs. Act now and get a special savings on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code KING99.
Why, it's almost like being in love. It is only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea.
Enjoy 100 of Nat King Cole's greatest hits, such as Too Young, Ramblin' Rose, Orange Colored Sky, For Sentimental Reasons, A Blossom Fell, and many more. All for the amazingly low price of $22.98 for 4 CDs. Go to musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and use promo code KING99 to save on shipping.
Though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com now. Remember promo code KING99 for bonus savings on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, I mentioned on December 17th of 1941, a famed officer was named the commander of the U.S. Navy Pacific Fleet. The answer is Admiral Chester Nimitz. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. Remember, though, to visit us at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.